From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
During the biggest fire catastrophe in Canadian history, on June 2nd, there were over 100 forest fires in Quebec, with 10 of them out of control. The province's fire prevention agency says it only has the ability to fight 30 fires. This massive outbreak of fires was captured by longtime geological watchdog YouTube channel, Dutch Sensei.
Here's last night. Here's today. All of Southeast Quebec just caught on fire, guys. All of it. Insane. Insane. Look at that. The whole thing. All at once.
Michael Janich of the Dutch Sensei channel has been monitoring earthquakes and other geological activity for years, successfully predicting earthquakes and issuing warnings when the USGS won't. Janich has often reported on fires that break out along the edge of the plate craton, or fires that break out around volcanoes.
All the way across central Mexico from over here, following all the way across over to here. All fires, all at once, all yesterday. Not normal. We don't normally see this. So that being said, I want to just show you what's there, and we'll just go zoom in from over here all the way across to here. Let's just zoom in the middle. Well, we could start over on the left side, or in the middle, you'll see a bunch of little dots on the ground. As I zoom in, you'll see they're changed from dots to actual volcanoes. These are all volcanoes. Every single one of these, the big ones and the small ones.
And he's captured images of what appears to be directed energy weapons sparking California wildfires in 2020. But the fires from last week were not along the edge of the craton or near a volcano, as far as we know. The only other explanations would be that it was man-made and there was no sign of a directed energy weapon.
It's not just a Canadian forest fire problem anymore. I'm going to have to say it, guys. It looks like you got a problem going on up there that might be related to, I don't know. What do you think? You think that these fires might be related to, I don't know. What do you think? Terrorism? Directed energy weapon? War? The Russians? Chinese? What? Ourselves? All the above? Whatever. This level? You're going to burn out everybody? You're going to burn out all the natural wildlife and everything? Come on, man. Even if you're an anarchist or something, come on, guys. Look, dude, I don't see you burning down the Federal Reserve. Not that you want to. I'm not telling you to. I didn't say that.
There was evidence of arson in the American West Coast wildfires. And U.S. climate czar John Kerry just called out for his instinct rebellion mob to be more militant.
We have to fight on multiple fronts simultaneously. This is the biggest organizational effort that I think we have faced, certainly since World War II, but perhaps ever. We got to push more. We got to be more militant, maybe.
Just like California and Australia, these fires will be blamed on cow farts and human civilization. The captured government of Canada is telling the people to stay out of the woods. They are ignoring volunteer firemen and asking Trudeau for the military and foreign workers to rebuild. The New World Order needs an excuse to lock us down one more time. And this could be it. Burning people out of their homes is an old tactic used for stealing their land. Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Reese.
You now make a point of, that's an investment criteria for you.
Well, behaviors are going to have to change, and this is one thing we're asking companies. You have to force behaviors, and at BlackRock, we are forcing behaviors. 54% of the incoming class are women. We added four more points in terms of diverse employment this year, and what we are doing internally is, if you don't achieve these levels of impact, your compensation could be impacted. Okay,
we're doing the same thing.
And so it's just you have to force behaviors, and if you don't force behaviors, whether it's gender or race, or just any way you want to say the composition of your team, you're going to be impacted. And that's not recruiting, it is development, as Ken said. And ultimately, it's still going to take time.
That's
the most powerful banker in the world with quadrillions under their control of fraudulent fractional reserve money they've created, saying we're going to use money to socially control you and run your life, to force behaviors. Now, in the Bible, we're told in Revelation that the Antichrist sets up a world system to monitor everything we do, to track what we do, and that we have to worship the beast and comply with the beast and follow the beast's directions, or the beast removes our power to eat and live. That's the social credit score. So whether you believe in Revelation or not, it believes in you. Whether you believe in the devil or not, the devil believes in you and is coming for our children. That's the primary target of all of this. So again, I want to thank you all for joining us here today. I intend to do what I did yesterday again, and I intend to open the phones up and take your calls, and I intend to cover the big Tucker Carlson event that just took place last night. I haven't checked in a few hours, but the last time I checked before I did 2 hours live with Steven Crowder out of his studio today, where I am right now, Tucker Carlson had 68 million impressions, or people that saw at least part of the video. I would guess it's probably 20, 30 million that actually watched it. I mean, it'll be 100 million by tonight, meaning 50 million people actually watch the 10-minute video. That's the estimates with the algorithm that I've seen. Of course, people love Tucker Carlson. It's probably more. Hell, I'd imagine of the 68 million that watched it on Twitter, it's probably 80 million right now. Again, maybe the crew can pull up the actual Twitter account of Tucker Carlson and see what it is. It was 68 million 2 hours ago. I bet it's 80 million now. Again, by tonight, I would guess it'll be 100 million, the first show. Oh, it says 70. My eyes aren't that good, guys. So in my ear, tell me. Does that say 79 million? That's 75 million. 75 million impressions. Tens of millions of views, bare minimum. That is a bellwether of the death of the corporate media. Not just that they're dead. They've been dead and hated a long time. But that the zombies are figuring out that their attempts to censor us doesn't prop them up. You know, when the ADL and the Democratic Party and the military-industrial complex call Tucker Carlson all these names and boycott him and get him fired, it didn't destroy Tucker Carlson. It made Tucker Carlson bigger because things are decentralized now. Things are massively decentralized now. And anywhere a popular voice goes, whether it's Rumble or Twitter or their own platform like band.video and infowars.com, it's going to be popular because we, the people, are watching it and promoting it. So this is a true information war. And the globalists are getting more and more desperate. That's why they're going to go to lawfare and violence. And believe me, Tucker knows that he needs to watch his back. I will just leave it at that for you. So here's what's going to happen today. We have the destruction of this dam in Ukraine, and we have both sides pointing fingers at each other who did it. I believe the evidence points towards Ukraine doing it. I do not believe we can definitively say who destroyed the dam at this point. But what we do know is it supplies the water to the largest nuclear power plant complex in Europe. And it's a very serious situation. I'm going to break down why the evidence points towards Ukraine, but regardless of the different angles of this and why it's so important, coming up actually next segment. Then I'm going to also address what Tucker Carlson covered last night, and that is this UFO story with this, quote, high-level intelligence operative coming out and saying he's seen documents that there are alien bodies and alien craft in a secret government project, and that even though he has the highest level security clearance, he wasn't allowed to see it. Now, he went on to say, and they went on to say, and we're going to air the newscast, it's been out for days, that he is the first intelligence agent of this stature to come out and say this. That's not true. Colonel Corso was worked over the Roswell situation, where they started this whole story in the late 1940s. And he wrote a book 30 years ago, about Roswell and the same story you're hearing now. So this is a authorized official story that the deep state has been putting out for decades and decades and decades and decades. Also, my grandmother never told me the story. He was dead by the time she told me. My grandmother lived in Roswell. That's confirmed. My uncle was actually born there, conceived there. He worked for an oil company, and he worked at the petroleum building in the late 1940s there in Roswell, right after World War II, when the UFO crashed. And my grandmother actually saw the Army bringing the UFO through the middle of town on the back of an 18-wheeler with a tarp over it. Now, I'll assure you folks that they don't do that unless they want people to look at it. And that's just anecdotal, but that's directly from my grandmother, who, you know, saw that. And I see the photos, the 18-wheeler and the troops and the town. Why do you do a photo op with, it's just balloon debris, but wink, wink, it's a flying saucer. So this is a big topic. This is a big, big, big issue. I covered some with Steven Crowder today. But in the second hour, I'm going to allot a lot of time to aliens and what I believe is going on and the best thinking on this. And the CLEAR Project to convince us that there's an imminent alien invasion. Now, I want to be clear. I'm not saying that there aren't aliens or other creatures in the universe. In fact, I know there is. The evidence is overwhelming from so many sources, not just the Bible. But that's the stuff that the mainline Christian church tries to shy away from when it's all right there in the Bible. One man's aliens, another man's fallen angel, demon. But there's a lot of important facets to this, and I can tell you that none of the globalists are atheists. They all believe in the Prometheus type idea. And what you basically see in the movie Prometheus is their Adam story, and they're telling you where they think we came from and what went on. So to understand their psychology, it's important to understand all that. So that's coming up today. And we've just got so much more that we're going to be getting to. There's some spectacular clips of Kirby, the defense spokesperson, literally blaming the Russians for the dam attack. And then he's questioned and says, well, I don't know if they attacked it. So just next level ham-fisted propaganda. I mean, I'll give you, he's got fancy suits. You know, the guy knows how to wear a nice suit, got a nice tailor. But other than that, I mean, this guy is a lightweight, and these people are mailing it in. The question is, why are they mailing it in while the billionaires are all digging bunkers? That's a bigger question we'll ask the listeners today on the other side, InfoWars.com, tomorrow's news today. I want to welcome all the Steven Crowder viewers that are joining the broadcast. And we are live coming to you from deep in the heart of the free state of Texas, somewhat free for now. I'm Alex Jones, your host, and let's just start plowing straight into this. There's so many angles to the Tucker Carlson phenomenon and his recent firing from Fox News, and knowing how the Nielsen ratings work, knowing how cable ratings work, I always knew that Tucker Carlson wasn't just number one on cable news with 5 million viewers a night or so. It was much bigger than what they were claiming. And I saw them artificially suppressing him on YouTube, like they do Steven Crowder and so many other patriots that are great and reach huge audiences, and like they've done to us in the past. We were still on YouTube. And as soon as he did a few videos after his firing, they got 20 million, 50 million, 80 million views. I knew when he did his first show, he would get 100 million views or more. Now, remember, they say he had 5 million a night at Fox on his better nights, normally 3.5 million. But then magically, he goes to Twitter, and he'll have 100 million views, meaning they at least saw the video, clicked it, didn't watch the whole thing. But let's say he gets half that. 50 million people watch his 10-minute monologue on Twitter itself. Then it gets picked up and magnified everywhere else, gets played on national news. People are going to see excerpts of this hundreds of millions of times more. kind of like our Kanye West interview on InfoWars, got about 10 million views that day and about 30 million the next day. We could see who came in and watched it and what they did. But it was on every channel in the world, everywhere, clips of it everywhere, 10 million views here, 5 million views here, 3 million views there. I mean, there's hundreds of millions of views. You really can't calculate it unless you spent days trying to find all the links and add it together. AI, I guess, could do it. So what's the takeaway here? Not just the content of his first show. We're going to unpack that here in a moment. But what does this mean that Rupert Murdoch has this company that makes tens of billions of dollars a year profit, that costs billions of dollars a year to operate, and it takes 30, 40 people to run and operate Tucker Carlson's show? And I got a lot of Tucker Carlson news from my sources and things like that, and I don't really bring it up here because he's a private guy. And you know, stuff I get from him is obviously in confidence, but then I get it from other people that probably should be in confidence, but I don't really talk about it. But I knew about it weeks before it was in the news that they came into Maine and to his Florida studios, and it was owned by Fox, but they literally just tore it all out, tore it out of the walls, removed it all, as if, you know, just right away, as if Tucker was going to like try to use that equipment or use the Fox systems. So people have seen his first video, and they see that it looks like his external mic is not turned on, and he's talking to the microphone on the camera. It still sounds great. People say, oh, the lighting's not perfect. That's more endearing. But I can tell you, he's not doing that to make it look a little low-tech on purpose. I know the inside baseball that he's got like two people he's working with now, and he is totally on his own and is having to discover how to do all this. Something we've been doing on our own. I've been on my own for 25 years. I got fired off radio, fired out of syndication when I wouldn't bow. Did it all myself. And I'm not saying, oh, I'm so smart. No, that which doesn't kill you only makes you stronger. Jim Crow was not good for black people. It was mean. It was racist. It was wrong. But they did the best they ever did under it because they were being openly oppressed, and they knew it, and they unified. Not saying Jim Crow was good, but being openly oppressed made them strong. It's like, the great novel written by Millis that was turned into, you know, the screenplay for Conan the Barbarian. And Conan gets us caught. He gets enslaved. He gets sent for 15 years in a slave camp. And he survives, and he's a lot tougher. It's not good that his parents got murdered. It's not good that he was a slave. But he's tougher because he survived it. The nanny state makes us weak. The nanny state makes us think we're pathetic and we can't be strong, and never teaches us to flex our cultural muscles, our economic muscles, our spiritual muscles, our physical muscles, and we become cultural zombies or magnified couch potatoes. So to me, the biggest takeaway with the Tucker Carlson situation is the massive Streisand effect. Because I can tell you, we were reaching 25, 30 million people a day when they deplatformed us 5 years ago. And so we had reached the pinnacle of success, bigger than Rogan, bigger than Carlson ever was. And I'm not trying to measure things. It's just important to understand what was culturally happening. So they had to come in and do that. And at first it worked and crushed us down to about 5 million people a day instead of 25, 30 million. I mean, some days 50 million, but on average about 25 million. That's bigger than Limbaugh. What a phenomenon. But we had our own infrastructure, our own servers, our own backup. We survived and then got the OG status and kind of the folk hero status. And I'm just not saying that to brag. I'm saying because that's really what happened now, a folk hero status. So they didn't learn from that. And they took somebody even smarter in ways, more polished, better looking, I would say. Unless I lose 50 pounds and I'm better looking, but Tucker Carlson's a good looking guy and very articulate, very genuine, totally real. What you see on TV, that's him, goofiness and all of it. And it's all endearing and extremely smart, but also humble. And he's been naive in the past. He's admitted he used to buy the system. He believed all the BS, and that was a rude awakening for him. And so they do everything they can to shut him down. And then his first show has 75 million views right now. 75 million. By tonight, I predict it will be 100 million conservatively. Okay? And that's huge. Now, by tomorrow, you'll have 120 million views. I believe it'll settle out at 190 million views by next Wednesday. Next Wednesday, let's check and see if it's at 190 million views. You know, I mean, we'll see if I'm, you know, my guesstimations are right. And so my guesstimations are pretty good because I hadn't looked at the counter in about an hour and it was at 60 million. So I was one with Crowder and I said, yeah, it's at 60. I bet it's 68 million right now. This is a couple hours ago. They checked. They went, yeah, it's 67 and a half million. Yeah, you almost got it. So I'm pretty good at debt reckoning because I just can see the algorithm in my own brain of how this stuff works. So he'll have 190 million views in this first episode by next Wednesday. By tonight, it'll be 100 million, I would guess. So let's look and see. So what does that say to them? Okay, you take his studio, you call him a racist, you leak a bunch of stuff on him that's endearing, and then he gets 75 million views guaranteed. It's going to be 100 million, 200 million probably. And what does that say about you? It says that if you were in the desert dying of thirst, you came across an oasis that had a CNN sign on the top of it, you wouldn't drink the water thinking it was poison. Even though you're going to die without the water, you hate CNN so much, you can't make us drink it. It's in the hotels, it's in the bars, it's in the airports. They pay to try to make you watch it. And the supposed savior of it, after a year, just was fired today. It's dead. It's over. But they don't ever want to admit they've been defeated, so they just keep reanimating the corpse. Ryan Stelter is now the moderator at the WEF with other, you know, creepy-looking, creepy-acting, creepy anti-free speech garbage like Yuval Noah Harari says he's going to live forever, he's going to be a god, and all the rest of us are nothing. That's called being delusional, crazy person, maniac. You're not a god. You're a sack of filth. Sack of maggot slob. So they're done. They're a joke. We'll come back and get into the content on the other side. Stay with us. Okay, let's continue with Tucker Carlson being kind of our keyhole through which we look into the wider world, kind of the Rosetta Stone, the skeleton key. So the power structure, the ADL declares massive victory. AOC declares victory. The Democratic Party declares victory. Biden stumbling around. The National Press Center declares victory and laughs about it and says, Tucker Carlson's gone. He's gone. That's like the sun goes down at night and then you're like, it's gone forever. We beat the sun. I mean, I'm not comparing him to the sun, but like truth, people's hunger for reality. And then it comes back up in the morning. It never went away. It was just not in your view. And so, oh yeah, he's really gone from 5 million viewers to 100 million. Yeah, that's losing in my book. Man, you really licked him, ADL. You, wow, AOC, you really are a rocket scientist. You really kicked their ass. Oh, YouTube, you censored Steven Crowder, and now he gets 4 or 5 million views a day on Rumble. And is exploding everywhere. It's just, they're delusional. And their smugness is not going to protect them from the fact that it's over for them. Now, they're not really smug. They know they've lost. That's why they're trying to poison us, dumb us down, and distract us with all this race garbage, is because they know they're going to end up going to prison. The FBI's destroyed itself. The Justice Department's destroyed itself. They're destroying our military. They're destroying all the institutions in the hope that while they use them as a rearguard action, once society collapses, we'll be so distracted with the turmoil that they won't be brought to justice. But that's not happening. They're getting the blame. BlackRock, the UN, the World Economic Forum. I've harped on this thousands of times the last two decades. That when the New World Order collapses, they want to blame it on freedom. They want to blame it on capitalism and have us accept their new corporate, fascist, communist, utopia, cashless society. But we're not. We know it's them. We know they're the ones literally engineering this. We're not perfect either. We certainly let them do it. We certainly are part of the problem. We're trying to get better. But they love it. And they embrace destruction to act like they're in control of it. But they're pretending. It'd be like pretending that a bus coming down the road at 70 miles an hour is your friend. And if you just jump out in front of it, it's going to stop. No, it's going to run you over. So they've pretended, just because they hijacked the government and hijacked the banks and have given themselves unlimited money, that all the rules of the universe won't come back to roost on them. And then all their bunkers and all their security teams will not protect them from the destruction they create. You think I want to die battling these scum? I just pick up dog manure in the yard and put it in the trash can. I don't go out and like smash it and stab it. And I don't have an emotion towards it. Now, if we have to have physical conflict, if they keep attacking us, we have to defend ourselves, then, you know, it's like dispatching cockroaches. But I'd really rather skip all the murder and death and carnage part, but I get it. You guys aren't going to give up. You've made that abundantly clear. We have to be smart about this. Don't interrupt your enemy while they're destroying themselves, Napoleon once said, unless they're destroying you in the process. So that's really the quagmire we're in. So let's move now on to Tucker Carlson again. Tucker comes out, and I'm not critical of Tucker. I love him. I agree with him about 99%. But strangely enough, his first TV show that he put out, episode one from his cabin in Maine, is very thought-provoking and very powerful and totally true. He talks about the evil of Lindsey Graham and the dead eyes of Zelensky. I mean, it's poetry. Tucker's an incredible writer. But then he says it's clear the Ukrainians blew up the dam. And I think he's right. I think they did. I mean, the evidence weighs that way. But we don't know that. We don't know that yet. Now, we know they blew up Nord Stream because they said they'd do it. And now the evidence has come out in the whistleblowers and Cy Hirsch. But I'm going to walk through what the dam means and why it is important for different facets in a moment. And then he goes on, because, you know, Tucker's saying, hey, the government's covering up UFOs and the government's covering up UAVs. And this is all going on. And then a big whistleblower, high-level intelligence, comes out and says, yeah, he's seen the documents. They got bodies. They got crap. And from a position of, hey, they've been suppressing this, Tucker's like, well, looks like it's true. Aliens are here. Except I've been studying this for 30-plus years, and I've even got eyewitnesses in my family that have seen some things that are very telling that I'm going to talk about more here today on that front. So it's strange that his first truly independent show, though he ran the other show as well, that's why he got fired, he was in charge of it. I find two things that I disagree with. Someone on the dam, though I think he's right in the end, and then on the UFOs, I'm going to bring it next hour. I'm going to bring it. I mean, I'm going to tell you from the best knowledge of ancient civilization, the Bible, my own research, studying the globalists in the full, exactly what's going on and where the aliens are, where they're coming from, what their plan is, and how to stop them. I'm obviously going to talk about, are there alien bodies or are there alien spacecraft? You think things that can come across trillions of miles are going to crash in tin cans? Think so, huh? No. No, sir. Oh, they're here, though. Make no mistake. So we're going to be getting into that here in the next hour. But let's start out with what's really happening with this dam, with John Kirby from the Pentagon, when he's not moonlighting over at the White House as his deputy press secretary, cites reports that Russians blew up the dam, but adds that final determination has not been made. Here it is.
I know there's been a lot of interest in the destruction of the Novokakhovka Dam in Ukraine, and I wanted to just take a minute to address it. As you might expect, we've been closely monitoring the impacts of that destruction, which has triggered massive flooding in Ukraine and resulted in the evacuation of, at the very least, thousands of Ukrainians. We know there are casualties, including likely many deaths, though these are early reports and we cannot quantify them right now. We've seen the reports that Russia was responsible for the explosion at the dam, which I would remind, Russian forces took over illegally last year and have been occupying since then. We're doing the best we can to assess those reports, and we are working with the Ukrainians to gather more information, but we cannot say conclusively what happened at this point. We will certainly share more information when we can. What is clear, and what we absolutely can say, is that the damage to the Ukrainian people and to the region will be significant. This dam, which was built in 1956 as part of the Kakhovka hydroelectric power plant, sits astride Ukraine's Dnipro River. It's about 30 yards high and about 100 yards or so wide, and the reservoir it protects holds about as much water as the Great Salt Lake in Utah. So that's a lot of water. Now, that water helps supply southern Ukraine, including the Crimean Peninsula, as well as the Zaporizhia nuclear power plant. And I would add, we were relieved to see the statement today by the director of the IAEA asserting that there was no immediate risk to the safety of that plant. And as I mentioned, the dam also helps power the Kukovka hydroelectric power plant. So, in addition to loss of
lives
and livelihoods, Its destruction could very well have a devastating impact on Ukraine.
Right, that's enough of this crap. So the Russians are going to blow up their own dam that supplies them with electricity and supplies water to the nuclear power plant, one of the biggest in the world, that they're in control of, and that supplies water to Crimea they've had for 250 years. Okay. And this is the same Ukrainian government that tried to blow up the bridge that goes to Crimea, a civilian target, and the same group that obviously is involved with NATO and the U.S., ones that run our country, not the U.S., people that hijack our country, blew up the Nord Stream pipeline the very day the new European pipeline turned on. I mean, give me a break. With Victoria Nuland and Biden saying, we're going to blow it up if the Russians invade. Okay, I mean, give me a break. Yeah, they blew it up. Cy Hirsch has the witnesses. They know where they train the divers in a Navy facility, all of it in Panama. That happened. So it all leans towards NATO. But the reason it really leans towards NATO is 2 months ago, there was a report that Ukrainians fired two missiles into dam. Then they said, oh, it was the Russians. Then later, the Ukrainian general bragged, yeah, we wanted to show that we can take the dam out. So they attacked the dam months ago, and the dam has been overflowing and having problems since then. So Ukraine admits they attacked it 2 months ago, but now the Russians attacked it. But it gets more ridiculous. I've looked at the topography. I looked at the maps. They admit this. The main Russian forces were in that valley up to that hill ridge, holding back and defeated the main Ukrainian offensive that's been going on at least a month. They never officially admit it's begun because they don't want to admit the Russians are holding it. You need a force three times larger, according to infantry and tank battle doctrine, going back to World War II, and it's held true, to break through defensive lines and then hold them. You need a force twice as strong to take a position of armor and artillery, and then you need a reserve force to come through after that force has gone through and then is regrouping. So you got to have the shock troops that come in, break through, then they got the regular troops that come in, and then flank the enemy and then take out more of its line. That's a simple boil down. Okay, so with a smaller force than the Russians, but with more high-tech weapons, they tried to break through in the last month. They failed everywhere, but had huge casualties. That's now confirmed on the Ukrainian side and the Russian side, but much bigger on the Ukrainian side because it's harder to have an offense than defense, okay? And so now you've got the Russians all strung out in that valley up to that ridge where the main battle, now that's all been flooded, and 90% of the flooding is on the Russian side. That just cut off all that Russian armor and all those Russian tanks and artillery from roads delivering them weapons. Now it's got to be helicoptered in. And, of course, the Ukrainians are in the area, can shoot those helicopters down. Now it's got to be airlifted in. So the Ukrainians just cut off the Russian forces, large parts of it, and strategically have the reason to do it. So they have attacked it before. They've blown up civilian infrastructure before. They're losing in their offensive. And this is a desperate act to cut the Russians off. And anybody with half a brain can simply look at this and know what's going on. So, minutes later, John the Liar Kirby, after saying we have intel, you know, somebody told somebody that the Russians might have done it. And again, they might have done it. They don't have the motive. I mean, look, you can blow something up and blame it on your enemies for political reasons. Like the feds bombed a daycare center in Oklahoma City to make sure they found the one federal center that had a daycare. You know, oh, kids got killed. I mean, that's waving the bloody shirt. That's a false flag. But why would you cut off your own military when they're winning? No, they don't have the motive. It's the Ukrainians. I mean, but I can't say I know it's the Ukrainians. We just know it's the Ukrainians. And it might help them break through what's left of the, because if the Russians are cut off in their supply lines, because it takes a lot of trucks and a lot of supplies to have a major, you know, major army groups up there in a major battle against NATO. It takes a lot of supply lines, and it'll be hard with helicopters and airlifts to now get the weapons in to, and you'll have a lot of the Russian equipment now bogged down. I mean, we're talking 20 feet of water in many areas. So it's a evil move, a smart move by the scorched earth Ukrainians. And they, though, are so dishonest, they won't admit they've done this. They'll just say Putin did it because they know the average Westerner can't find their ass with both hands and don't know military strategy and will actually believe that Vladimir Putin just flooded his own troops during an enemy offensive. So here he is when he's being confronted by a reporter And he's actually saying that, well, we don't have any proof. Here it is.
Does it seem believable to you that Russia would destroy a dam and flood ethnic Russian villages and cut off the water supply to Crimea? I mean, that doesn't seem logical. It seems about as logical as blowing up one's own pipeline, doesn't it?
We've come to no conclusions on this. We're working with the Ukrainians. We'll try to get as much information as we can.
We've come to no conclusions on this, but we're working with the Ukrainians to find out what did happen. Okay, literally minutes earlier, he said the Russians did it. And we've got people, all the famous neocons, running around like chickens with their heads cut off, Crystal, all of them, saying that the Russians did it. Remember when the Ukrainians, 5 months ago, launched 2 missiles into Poland? But thank God the Poles were able to shoot both of them down so they didn't detonate properly or you wouldn't have any pieces. And the tail fins were Ukrainian. And they went, okay, it was us. But Zelensky continued to say it was the Russians, trying to draw NATO into the war, who's already in the war, but officially in the war. This is crazy town. And you can take one look at Zelensky. The word is he is a raging cocaine addict. And he is degenerating very, very quickly. This is extremely dangerous. So here's part of Tucker Carlson's monologue. His first show is 10 minutes long. I think that's great. Soon he'll be introducing, you know, documentaries and guests and studios. That's all being rebuilt right now. So look for that. But, man, I tell you, he's defeated. Woo! You know, 80 million views so far. And probably going to be 150, 190, 200 million. I mean, man. Woo! That he, man, the ADL whooped his butt, man. My goodness, I just absolutely kicked his ass. The New World Order is winning, folks. They're really great. No, they're winning at killing old people and giving people poison shots. You know, just today I was talking to some of the crew here at Steven Crowder's operation, and I was talking to a young lady whose boyfriend, dad, is a marathon runner and like 60 years old. And during the whole lockdowns and stuff, he wanted to go visit family in California, his other son. And he took the Pfizer shot and died to sleep the next day with a blood clot in his brain. And then I was talking to just some folks last night at a restaurant I was talking to, a restaurant I was at. And I had multiple groups come over and tell me about family members they had that died of blood clots after they took the shots. Well, it was just like, I'm just inundated with the death here. Of course, we have the actual statistics from the insurance companies that it's the biggest death increase in the last 100 years, bigger than World War I. There's a 46% overall death increase in the nations that took the shot. World War I was about a 9% increase in death. World War II was about a 6% increase. I'm going to say that again. We're losing more people in Western countries from these shots than we lost in major wars. But the media acts like it's no big deal, so we just go on with it. Totally evil, totally satanic. So here is part of Tucker Carlson's monologue. Then we'll go into the next hour and get into his monologue, the second part on UFOs, and I'm going to bring it. I'm going to lay out the best thinking on what's really going on in the next hour. Extremely important because they got a fake UFO invasion up their sleeve. But here's Tucker last night.
Hey, it's Tucker Carlson. This morning it looks like somebody blew up the Kakhovka Dam in southern Ukraine. The rushing wall of water wiped out entire villages, destroyed a critical hydropower plant, and as of tonight, puts the largest nuclear reactor in Europe in danger of melting down. So if this was intentional, it was not a military tactic, it was an act of terrorism. The question is, who did it? Well, let's see. The Kakhovka Dam was effectively Russian. It was built by the Russian government. It currently sits in Russian-controlled territory. The dam's reservoir supplies water to Crimea, which has been, for the last 240 years, home of the Russian Black Sea Fleet. Blowing up the dam may be bad for Ukraine, but it hurts Russia more. And for precisely that reason, the Ukrainian government has considered destroying it. In December, the Washington Post quoted a Ukrainian general saying his men had fired American-made rockets at the dam's floodgate as a test strike. So really, once the facts start coming in, it becomes much less of a mystery what might have happened to the dam. Any fair person would conclude that the Ukrainians probably blew it up. just as you would assume they blew up Nord Stream, the Russian natural gas pipeline, last fall. And in fact, the Ukrainians did do that, as we now know. It's not like Vladimir Putin is anxious to wage war on himself. Oh, but that's where you're wrong, Mr. and Mrs. Cable News consumer. Vladimir Putin is exactly that sort of man, the sort of man who'd shoot himself to death in order to annoy you. We know this from the American media, which wasted no time this morning in accusing the Russians of sabotaging their own infrastructure. Bill Kristol, the man who once told us that Saddam Hussein was responsible for 9/11, immediately denounced Putin as a war criminal and even more savagely compared him to Donald Trump. The rest of the pundit class made similar, clearly coordinated noises. Putin did it! Putin did it! And their reasoning was simple. Putin is evil, and evil people do evil things purely for the dark joy of being evil. In this specific case, Putin attacked himself, which is the most evil thing you can do, and therefore perfectly in character for a man that evil. That was their explanation. No one who's paid to cover these things seemed to entertain even the possibility it could have been the Ukrainians who did it. No chance of that. Ukraine, as you may have heard, is led by a man called Zelensky. And we can say for a dead certain fact that he was not involved. He couldn't have been. Zelensky is too decent for terrorism. Now, you see him on television, and it's true you might form a different impression. Sweaty and rat-like, a comedian turned oligarch, a persecutor of Christians, a friend of BlackRock. But don't believe your own eyes. Actually, Mr. Zelensky is a very good man. The best, really. As George W. Bush once noted, he is our generation's Winston Churchill. Of all the people in the world, our shifty, dead-eyed Ukrainian friend in the tracksuit is uniquely incapable of blowing up a dam. He's literally a living saint, a man in whom there is no sin. That's why Lindsey Graham is so attracted to him. They're just two good people, hanging out together and being good. And like all good people, when they meet in person, they spend a lot of time talking about killing people and laughing like friends do. Here's the pair last week.
Free or die.
Free or die.
Now you are free.
Yes.
And we will be.
And the Russians are dying.
It's the best money we've ever spent.
Thank you so much.
No, it's...
The Russians are dying. It's the best money we've ever spent, Graham says. A smile spreads across his thin, quivering lips as he forms the words. He looks like a starving man contemplating a breakfast buffet. The aroma of death has aroused Lindsey Graham. Thanks so much, replies Zelensky. He feels the same way. See, there's nothing dark here. Just two middle-aged guys celebrating the killing of a population. They don't seem like the kind of people who'd enjoy flooding villages or starting a famine. And in any case, who cares if they are? It's really not your business. Your job is to support Ukraine. Watch Nikki Haley, a Republican candidate for president, explain this principle on CNN.
A win for Ukraine is a win for all of us. And for them to sit there and say that this is a territorial dispute, that's just not the case. To say that we should stay neutral, it is in the best interest of America. It's in the best interest of our national security for Ukraine to win. We have to see this through. We have to finish it.
See? It's very easy to understand. It is vitally important for you to support Ukraine because it's necessary for Ukraine to be supported by you. Your support is mandatory until it's finished, whatever it is, and whatever that means. So shut up and support Ukraine or else you're in trouble. Back when they still taught logic, statements like this were known as tautologies. Something is true because it is. The more you repeat it, the truer it becomes. It's a self-reinforcing reality. There was a time when tautologies were considered illegitimate arguments, not to mention hilariously stupid. Only dumb people talk like that. Now everybody in power talks like that. Diversity is our strength. Trans women are women. Zelensky is Churchill. It's all self-evidently true. Doesn't need an explanation, and don't ask questions. Sound familiar? Of course it does. That's the pap they're serving us day after day in steaming, lumpy...
We're going to go to break. I'm going to come back and finish with this and then get into the UFO situation, which is a big deal. But before we go to break, please remember, we're listener-supported. We're not subscriber-based. We're supported by you buying products at InfoWarsStore.com, and they're excellent. Now, I have not gotten back to Austin. I've not come up with a new sale yet. We're selling out of X3. It's our best seller. we have to end the sale because at current sales rates, in 2 weeks, it'll be gone. And so I guess today's the last day. It might go another day after that. But X3, triiodine, incredible for your immune system, your electrochemical activity, every cell in the body, it's essential. Without it, without iodine, you die. That's why they're targeting iodine, taking it out of the diet. You need it. They put the bad halogens in, the blocked iodine and the chlorine, the fluoride, the bromine. You need this product. It takes about 2 weeks to kick in on average. Take a few drops a day. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. And it's 25% off. It is your last chance. Discover the power of activated iodine, triiodine, true nascent. Iodine takes your system just to the next level. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. This is a major enemy operation to keep pure iodine out of your body. This is a big deal. You need to experience it. You need to take action. Those of you that have sat there on the fence, you need to experience this. It supports the broadcast. You can't lose, but I know you won't lose when you get it. InfoWarsStore.com. Also, Ultimate Krill Oil. That sale's about to end. It's discounted. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. Hour number two with so much critical information straight ahead. Stay with us. So, no matter what's coming out of Tucker Carlson's mouth, it is a big story that as we speak, he's got 77 million views of his 10-minute news video he shot from his main cabin's living room. And it just speaks to how the dinosaur corporate system's over. They can't silence us all. They could kill Tucker Carlson and me and Joe Rogan tomorrow. And Steven Crowder, God forbid, and there would just be people to replace us because folks know about the New World Order now. We know about the globalist plan. And once you know about something and the plan to make us eat the bugs and cut off our energy, they're never going to stop us. Yeah, they may have some teenagers buying the BS, but nobody else. So things are really, really moving quickly. In this short segment, I'm going to finish up with him on the Ukraine dam and that whole situation that they admit flooded the main Russian force that just defeated the Ukrainian counteroffensive. Why would you flood your own force? It's a desperate move by Ukraine. They're like, flooding civilians and not giving a nuclear power plant its cooling water is a war crime. Oh, we'll just blame the Russians like the pipeline. Remember the CIA came out and said they thought the Russians blew up their Nord Stream pipeline? I mean, give me a break, people. Tucker's only issue is he definitively says, no, we know NATO did it. Now, we know they blew up Nord Stream because they said they would do it. Then we have the eyewitnesses. And it's going to come out they did. So I'm just nitpicking on Tucker to say, you know, that it's not admitted. I see no motive for the Russians to do this. Period. Okay, let's finish up with Tucker. Here it is.
By this point, it's possible that American citizens are the least informed people in the world. Your average yak herder in Tajikistan knows who blew up the Nord Stream pipeline. It's obvious. Does he think some skinny dude in a dress is actually a girl? Come on. That idea would never occur to him. You've got to be lied to at full volume over a period of years in order to reach conclusions like that. And of course, we have been. The media lie. They do. But mostly, they just ignore the stories that matter. What's happened to the hundreds of billions of U.S. dollars we've sent to Ukraine? No clue. Who organized those BLM riots 3 years ago? No one's gotten to the bottom of that. What exactly happened on 9/11? Well, it's still classified. How did Jeffrey Epstein make all that money? How did he die? How about JFK? And so endlessly on. Not only are the media not interested in any of this, they are actively hostile to anybody who is. In journalism, curiosity is the gravest crime. Yesterday, for example, a former Air Force officer who worked for years in military intelligence came forward as a whistleblower to reveal that the U.S. government has physical evidence of crashed non-human-made aircraft, as well as the bodies of the pilots who flew those aircraft.
Back in about 15 seconds, and we're going to go to break in a few minutes. We're going to come back and start here and play this, and then I'm going to respond. And it's going to take probably 30 minutes to give you my take on all this. And this is I believe my take on this is the best one you're going to get. And I kind of want to make a documentary. I've wanted to for decades on the subject of quote, aliens, by defining what is an alien first. I mean, technically a meteorite that falls out of the night sky from the heavens and crashes in your backyard, that's an alien. It's an alien piece of metal or stone. It's not from this planet. Alien just means not of this world. Well, the truth is there's a lot of aliens. A lot of aliens on this planet right now. And I'm going to explain what that means when we come back. And we're going to talk about the supposed aliens, they say, are flying around in tin cans constantly and crashing. And our little stupid gray men that run around, you know, getting stool samples from us. What's really happening, what's really going on is much, much more complex and much, much more serious. Again, when you call your grandma that lives in another state, do you physically get in the car and drive her to go see her every time? No, you call her and you digitally, down a line, send her your voice that's turned into zeros and ones and then retransmitted down into her ear. That's how ET phones home. That's how you phone home. That's how the aliens are here. Transmission-wise, energy-wise, broadcast-wise. And the science shows that. Oh, the aliens are here. They're not flying around in tin cans. We'll talk about it when we come back. Stay with us. All right, ladies and gentlemen, I have studied the Sumerian text. I have studied the Jewish text. I have studied the Aztec and Mayan text, the Toltec text. I have studied the ancient Druid text. I have studied the ancient Slavic text, the ancient Chinese text. I have studied the ancient Japanese text. I have studied the ancient African texts, and David Icke went to South Africa and talked to a very ancient African tribe that also talks about Sirius and the Dog Star and these twin stars and their whole cosmology of these beings that came to Earth and all the rest of it. And what the Africans, who never had any contact with the Sumerians, say in their written language that's on their cave walls from 6, 7, 8, 10,000 years ago, and that's in their scrolls that are over 1,000 years old, is exactly what the Sumerians say. Now, I'm going to ask you, how is what they say basically identical to what the Sumerians say? And when the Portuguese and Spanish showed up in Mesoamerica, they said it was all satanic, and I don't blame them. It looked pretty horrible. It is horrible. All the human sacrifice, the rest of it. They destroyed just literally hundreds of thousands of artifacts because they wrote about it. They only took a little bit back to Madrid, and I've never been to the Madrid. I've never been to the Madrid Natural History Museum, or it's the History Museum, and seen the actual things that I've seen in photos. But I mean, the Aztecs and the Mayans had like pottery of a 747 with four engines on it. And windows on it. I mean, what is that? Or there's hieroglyphs in the Great Pyramid that show an Apache helicopter. And I mean, it's an Apache helicopter. So there's a bunch of stuff going on. And, to try to cover this will give you a headache because there's so many facets to it. So I'm not disagreeing with Tucker Carlson to say the government could be covering up aliens. But to say they're covering up UFOs, we know that because there's all sorts of secret government programs they admit where a UFO is just an unidentified flying object. So it's always the news always gets it wrong and says, are UFOs real? Well, of course, UFOs are real. Of course, unidentified flying objects are real. A lot of times they get identified. Sometimes they don't. But the media and the government play dumb. And I remember like 15 years ago, there were these big spy blimps over New York and over Salt Lake City and over Dallas, Texas, and amateur astronomers in the day would aim a telephoto, telescope up and get video because you can hook video cameras up to them. I know I've got one. I'm an amateur astronomer, and back when I had time, I used to do that every weekend. And I've taken photos on a clear night of with my 35 millimeter camera hooked up to a telescope I bought, and like blew it up, and it's like Saturn. You can see the color of Saturn and its rings and its moons. Anyways, getting back to what I was talking about, I got to find those photos somewhere. It's incredible. I remember taking pictures of Hale Bopp and all that, but that was really cool. But long story short, what I'm getting at here is that we know there's a lot of stuff going on in the universe and a lot happening. And we know UFOs are real. So the idiot statement we always hear is UFOs for the first time are admitted to be real. No, the UFOs have been going on forever. And the ancients all wrote about starmen landing in craft. Some were spinning like wheels and made no noise. Some had fire and smoke coming out the bottom and landed. Ezekiel describes it as a floating platform with a big man with a blue crystal see-through helmet over its face. And then it gives him something to eat that's sweet in the mouth that hurts the stomach, and then suddenly he's given the download. I mean, wild stuff. And then it's also described by other groups in the Middle East at the same time. So this is getting written down. This is getting talked about. You can go to the Vatican. Everybody's seen these photos. Paintings, they're like 500 years old, some 1,000, that show what look like satellites and little men in them and flying saucers and all this stuff. So people were seeing this stuff back then before the Wright brothers, okay? This stuff was going on and inspired the Italians and then the French to create hot air balloons because they kept seeing these flying things going around. So all of this is really happening, all right? This is going on. But most of the stuff that we see on the flying, you know, smart Tic Tacs and all this other stuff is government and corporate devices and a lot of suppressed technology that's out there. Okay? That's what's going on. And you have the star that leads, hovering over them, the three wise men, to go to Christ and to see Christ there. I mean, it's all hiding in plain view, ladies and gentlemen. The Immaculate Conception, all this stuff. And it's a story that's there that the politicians don't want you to know about, that the preachers don't want you to know about, because it removes them as the priesthood between you and God. So the angels are creatures created by the creator of the universe. The creator made us in his image, and we are master builders, that anything we can conceive, we will be able to finally build. And you see that. We are not in our behavior, not in our godliness, but we are like what we would think of as gods, what ancients would think of as gods today. If the ancients saw what we can do today, they would think we were gods. Technology is indistinguishable from magic if someone doesn't know how it works, okay? And to make this very, very simple, less than 1% of the universe's energy is detectable by our eyes, our ears, our noses, our fingers. Touch, smell, taste, all that stuff, sight. But you have the sixth sense. That it's beyond the sixth sense. You have an electromagnetic connection to electromagnetic lines. So do birds and insects. That's how they can, you know, be born in an egg in Canada and fly all the way to Mexico. You know, in the case of geese or hummingbirds. There's electromagnetic. That's what you call a sixth sense. Call it the seventh sense, picking up other types of energies and things that are out there. The truth is we have hundreds of senses, okay, that are in third-dimensional overlay. But we only know about the five senses, but now science has quantified the sixth sense. You know when somebody's looking at you. You know when you're in the woods, even in the middle of nowhere, that somebody's staring at you. You turn and you catch where they're at. So, and you pick up the energies of everybody else around you. You pick up the vibe. Well, that's, again, that's the clairvoyance. That's the psychic connection. That's all been proven scientifically now. That can't be debated. And so they want you walled off from this, not knowing how special you are, not knowing you're connected to the divine. You're not divine. You are connected, part of it. Okay? And the globalists tell you, you're an animal, you're nothing, but, oh, we're all going to be gods. I'm Noah Yuval Harari. You know, I'm Ray Kurzweil. Oh, we're all gods. But, you know, none of you have free will. You're just a programmable machine. But, oh, we're all gods. See, it's all conflicting. No, you're not a dumb animal. No, you're not God. You're made by God with the potential to commune with God and discover through the dimensional hierarchy the face of God. But you cannot see that face at this level. But you are made by God, and God has experienced the universe through your perspective, for his perspective. So let me get back to the UFOs. And let me explain this. We're going to come back and play some of the Tucker Carlson, and then I'm going to go through it. But the statement by this new high-level intel officer that, you know, that he's the first to ever go public, Colonel Corso and a bunch of others have said they saw the aliens, said they saw the UFOs. Now we hear this exact same story from someone new, but he can't show you any photos or any documents yet again. But there's a major cover-up, and the intel agencies all told him this is there, but they can't show him, and now he's gone to the attorney, you know, he's gone to the inspector general, and they're taking this very, very seriously because they're just slowly getting you ready to tell you there's aliens, slowly getting you ready for Project Bluebeam, slowly getting you prepared. Are they covering up secret technology? Absolutely. But the way they're teaching everybody from day one through Hollywood in the 50s and the 40s about how the UFOs look, who the aliens are, is the same message over and over again, because that's not where they're coming from. Take like Pacific Rim. It's a cheesy movie, but it's a better analogy of, oh, we thought they'd come from space. They came through the great fiery rift in an interdimensional gate. Now you're talking. All right, if you've been listening to the last few segments, you're saying, Alex, wait a minute. You say the ancient Egyptians and ancient Indians, the people that are in India, the ancient Jews, all of these groups, the Sumerians, all reported the same thing. Creatures visiting us, human-like creatures from the stars, and saying they work for a more powerful God, saying we're here as emissaries from this all-powerful thing. That's even in the text, was that, hey, we just work for the big guy. Those you can say are the angels. And that's the cosmology. That doesn't take away from the Bible. It confirms it, makes it stronger. And you see the mark of the beast and world government, everything it predicted is now here as well. So it's not just the Bible saying that. It's echoed in all these different cultures, which backs up the Bible even further. So you're saying, well, wait a minute. You say we're getting all these visitors in these ships, but then you're saying, oh, but they're not visiting now in ships. They're not little gray men that stumble around and, you know, run around in your cabbage patch and crash in tin cans. What I'm saying is that I've looked at the videos, I've studied them, I've talked to the experts. Almost all of this are unmanned vehicles that they have, because humans can't take the G's that some of these unmanned vehicles can do. And we know that they're coming and going at military bases. And they're messing with our pilots and all the rest of it. And if you look at the smart tic-tac and the rest of it, the evidence is overwhelming that it's human. That doesn't mean there aren't three-dimensional craft or creatures in the third dimension that are coming here. But where you really see it is in individuals that lift the veil, taking ayahuasca or things like that, where no matter what culture it is, even people that aren't Christian, take it and they get visited by demons that say, you need to kill yourself. We need world government. You need to, you know, you need to do all this horrible stuff. They are there. And that's these groups that have cut themselves off from God, created their own dimensions. God lets them do that. Their own private hells, separate from God. And because you have free will, you're able, like a radio station, to tune yourself to where they are. And the reason God set us up with our five senses, it's just the beginning of our senses, where we don't see all this stuff. I mean, can you imagine if you could see all the electromagnetic radiations? Can you imagine if you could see all the other dimensions or the entities or the creatures that are in this dimension and without bleeding in? I mean, here's an example. It'd be great if you could see at certain levels microwave radiation. But then what would the cell towers look like? What would your cell tower look like? Be a big, blazing, bright object. What if you could see AM frequency? What if you could see UHF, VHF frequency? Well, you'd see how polluted everything is. You'd also see how big and powerful the sun is. Everybody knows that when the sun's at high noon, AM radio doesn't come in as well because it blasts the full frequency range and messes up AM radio. You know why Elon Musk says he's not putting AM in his cars? He says the EV batteries, because it's an electrochemical charge, it's a particle beam, are so loud that AM doesn't work. And that's actually true. You ever driven under power lines or been in a red light under a power line when you listen to AM radio? You're listening to Rush Limbaugh driving along. He's bright and clear. All of a sudden, you drive under a power line and you can't hear it. That's because the power line has electricity, energy charged up, shooting down it. So that's where I'm going with all this is our government and corporations are creating alien frequencies that have never been on this earth before. And the repetition, they're not like the sun that slowly comes up and slowly goes down. It's constant. It's ambient. It's gradual, and it still can kill you if you're tied upside, you know, tied outside under it all day. It can still kill you, even though you're supposed to have some moment to live. Well, they've created all these devices and all these things around you that are just spewing different types of radiation out. And again, you can't see that radiation, but it sees you, and your cells see it. And so the honeybees are dying around 5G. The birds are dying around it. The trees are dying around it. And all the studies show it kills cells, super powerful, disrupts everything in your body. And if you could see it, if your optic nerve could see 5G wavelength, it would look like a sun. It would be blinding. You go, oh, I can't look at that. It's too powerful. Oh. But see, your eyes are sensors meant to see visible light. So you can't look at the pure, super powerful light. Like, ah, it's too much. Because you're dialed in to see stuff here at the, you know, at the ground level. Well, you're all around stuff like that. So 5G is alien. It's not biological, but it might as well be an alien. So you start seeing things the way the enemy really sees it. Or all these human-animal hybrids they've created for 30, 40 years. They've been splicing humans and animals, and they claim they kill them at the embryo level. No, they don't. They've been doing this for at least 30 years, we know of, they admit. They've been doing animal clones and human clones for 50 years. All declassified, all public. And now they're creating humanoids made out of synthetic DNA they create. That's not human, that's alien. And again, they could create a random code sent to them on a radio satellite, and then create a new creature out of that synthetic DNA. They used to have movies like Species in the 90s about that. That's fictional, but they've really done it. But it's not aliens talking to us over the radio telescopes like that movie. No, sir. It's not aliens sending us a genetic code for our own destruction. It is interdimensional groups that have always been here, marooned on this planet, locked on this planet. God doesn't let them off of it. And we're locked in here with them as our tester. And they're right here, folks. And they want to do one thing. They want to steal our technology because we're third dimensional. They want us to build them their synthetic silicon system that they're able to interface with. And we're building their body in the third dimension. And they are right there, right next to us, because we're in the fourth dimension, fifth dimension, sixth dimension, second dimension. And and all the subdimensions are able to bleed into that in the transmission zone. So they're right there trying to communicate with us. What do they do at Skull and Bones? What do they do at these different occult rituals? They, for days, lay in coffins and ask these entities to come into them. They call them angels. And they do horrible sexual things and horrible crimes, hoping they can purify themselves, the opposite of that, so the entity, the dirty entity, will be able to enter them. And so they commit crimes. It's like a gang will tell you to go murder somebody to be a made member. Or MS-13 will say do a human sacrifice, be a member. Or the Jeffrey Epstein mob will make you rape a little girl to be a member. They want you to prove your fealty and lower your spiritual common sense defense shields that God put in you, because God put firewalls in you to keep these things out. They need you to introduce the virus of Satanism, of child abuse, of murder into you so they can hack your soul. So that's how the invasion is taking place. Yes, there are entities with third dimensional interface. We are a third dimensional interface of a multidimensional entity or being. But the main way they attack us is not in the physical third dimensional realm, but through time, space, and different fold space interfaces. And so that's why this whole Pentagon program, that's the same story over and over again since 1947, is the same story over and over again towards a larger goal of fake alien invasion Project Bluebeam, that we'll look at some of the different angles of that when we return. But again, I'm not saying Tucker Carlson's wrong to say they're suppressing UFOs and alien stuff, because they are, but they're suppressing it so they can control the narrative on this information into the future. Stay with us. We'll be right back. Ghosts, demons, poltergeists, it's always been with us, it's always been here. The universe is full of life, full of free will, full of good. But good doesn't interfere with other life forms. It doesn't take free will. It's basically hidden. But evil, though the minority, gets in everybody's business and always tries to take over. Now, there's a new video up on Infowars.com and Band.Video. I'm going to have it posted to the front page of Infowars.com. We're going to play it actually coming up next segment. I want to get to Tucker Carlson right now. Yuval Noah Harari, the high priest of the World Economic Forum. every major bookstore in caps, pushing his books. He's God. He's going to be a God. The future is not human. We're going to take your bodies over. A new quote, a new video. Earth will be populated or dominated by entities that are not organic, that don't have emotions. And he goes on to say, we're building God. And he goes on to say, the banks will decide who lives and who dies. Well, that really sounds Nazi-like. You know, he came out 2 months ago and said, useless eaters, just eating the world's resources. Well, that's a Hitler quote, but it's like, well, he's Jewish and gay. It's like, oh, well, I mean, well, then he can wear a swastika on his arm. It's very liberal then. Please kill me. Harari, you're God. You're the Ubermenschen. You're the Superman. I mean, we're literally hearing it out of these people's mouths. Oh, it's a Jewish guy. It's a woman pushing it. Oh, it's a black lady. Oh, it's okay then. As long as it's not a white person, everything's fine. Another big article from the London Guardian. It's up on InfoWars.com right now. Absolutely critical. We'll put it on screen. The most damaging farm products are organic corn, organic wheat, organic soybeans, organic watermelon, organic squash. But the worst is pasture-fed beef and lamb. Cows that don't get fed fertilizer, cows that don't get fed offal, cows that don't get fed grain, cows that live off the land, why, that's the worst thing because they fart more. Methane's all been always part of the atmosphere. There's always been cows and goats and sheep everywhere. They were just not domesticated. The idea, see, oh, now if it's a lab growing meat, that's safe. Or if it's bugs made in a big warehouse with poisonous exoskeletons, chitin, then all the studies give you cancer. That and bone fractures, that is really good. Okay. What's better than fluoride? Well, I mean, obviously bug parts. I mean, come on. And, you know, Kerry's like, we got major famine going on because of the lockdowns we launched. I mean, global warming. We need to cut the farms off or we're going to have starvation. It's like, you know what? Your oxygen tank, you're down there at 100 feet. You've been down there for an hour. And your dive buddy comes over and points the watch and says, hey, we only got 10 minutes of air. We got to go up. And you look at him and say, no, no, no. So he pulls out his little writing board and writes, hey, we're going to die. We need oxygen. And you go, you write on your little board, no, oxygen's bad. And you cut your arrows and go, ugh. I mean, that's John Kerry. We got a food problem. Cut the food off right now. We got an oxygen. Listen, you only got 10 minutes of oxygen. Well, let me just slit my oxygen cord. Now I've got oxygen. And hell, why just slit the oxygen cord? Why don't you stab yourself in the carotid arteries? Oxygen's a problem. Liberal. Men can have babies. Cut the little boy's dicks off. You know, I mean, it's all Hellraiser crazy. Remember a month ago, I go, man, this surgery reminds me of Hellraiser. I hadn't seen those shows since I was like a teenager. I only saw a few of them where, you know, they rip the bones out and the meat out. And I said, this transgender surgery creating artificial genitals for girls looks like Hellraiser. You know, ripped off all the muscle off their forearms and thighs. And the crew goes, you didn't know that's the truth? Well, that's happening. I went ahead and finally last night watched excerpts online. I didn't want to watch the whole thing. And Pinhead, the head demon, goes around forcibly cutting men's genitals off and giving women penises and rips the meat off where they actually do it. I mean, these people are telling you what they're like, oh, be liberal. Let us convince mentally ill girls to have their forearm meat cut off and their thigh meat cut off to then make a fake genitals that all it has is pain and no pleasure. And Pinhead's like, yes, the pain of pleasure, the pleasure of pain. I mean, it is pure demoniac. And then I nail it saying, this looks like Hellraiser. And they go, you didn't know there's actually, the new episode is about forcing people to have their genitals cut off. Demons ripping your genitals off. That's what this is. But here's Harari saying, we're going to make aliens on Earth. We're going to merge the machines and be a new life form, a new ruling alien class on Earth. See, they're building the aliens. They think they're building the aliens. The biomedical AI merger with our flesh. The raping of humanity. And they're just getting started. And they've got to get you used to these incredible horrors. So, here's what's happening with Tucker Carlson. He's a great guy. He sees, okay, everything I've been told by the government's a lie, which is basically true. And so if they're saying UFOs aren't real, when we know there are a bunch of weird flying things going around and all these whistleblowers are going public, and now we got one saying that, oh, he's talked to people that have seen the documents that they're actually aliens and in these craft. Tucker's like, well, looks like they're covering up. This is big news. But it's the same story from Roswell in the late 40s with Colonel Corso, who was there and was a colonel, heavily promoted everywhere by the biggest publishers, by the biggest movie makers. Oh, that was system funded because they don't want you to understand the full spectrum of interdimensional contact and the fact that it's always been here. And these things actually aren't alien. They're part of our existence and part of our story here. If anything's the aliens, it's us put here on this planet by God. And there's these things that were already basically here. So all of this is going on. In fact, we've probably not been here as long as this thing's been here, if you really read the ancient texts of the Bible. And so they don't want you to know it's far more complex, and they're not in control of it. All they're doing is being demonically inspired by these creatures that will only give them Hellraiser visions. It will only give them how to have technology for evil, or how to twist something, or how to give them something that'll hurt us down the road, because it doesn't like us. It was put here and defeated by a more advanced version of us, or in the image of God. It's all right there for you to see. And this is just a training camp where our God, our parent, our father has put us here. So we think we're only living one life, so that we're in this super scared position, but having all these spiritual and ancestral galactic, intergalactic, interdimensional memories. And it's all a giant three-dimensional real scenario war game. And they don't want you to know that. They don't want you to understand that. And they don't want you to understand they signed on to the wrong team. These are losers, folks. These people lost the game. They joined with the destructive force, the evil force, so they could have power during the third dimensional simulation, which again isn't like a tabletop simulation like we do or an electric simulation. It's a three-dimensional, third dimension, genetic, universal simulation. It's a real simulation. It's just that it's forever war. You don't die when you die, folks. You're an electrochemical, multidimensional creature. This is only one lowest manifestation of you. And again, we have glorified heavenly bodies. There's this first heaven, the second heaven, the third heaven. It's all right there for you to understand. And again, what is the heaven? A dimension. So that's the truth about all this. And you can debate me all day if you want. You can talk about it all day if you want. But they are programming that aliens are these little stupid gray things that stumble around and bump into each other and are crashing constantly and don't know how to wipe their butts, and that want to kidnap us at night and take stuff from us. And there is some evidence for some lower level creatures. They're like a biological android, and you know, they go around doing all this. But if you look at the experts that have really studied this, they concur with my just historical analysis of it and my spiritual gut level approximation of it, that this whole big UFO thing is a distraction into the future that, oh, the aliens are harassing our ships. The aliens are harassing our troops. No, that's the globalists with their advanced technology playing games, so they can brand contact with the angels and God above them as the devil, when really we're here with the devil. And the devil, by the way, isn't locked in here. We're not locked in here with the devil. The devil's locked in here with us. Okay, so I'm going to get to that Yuval Harari clip. I'm going to get to the Tucker clip as well when we come back. Please don't forget, we're selling out of X2. I got to pull this sale. It's still up on the site. You want to experience, try iodine. It's game-changing. Get your X2 and Turbo Force and more. All right, final segment of hour two. Hour number three, jam-packed, coming up. I got to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, again, this is a very sophisticated psyop. I don't blame anybody for wanting to think they're covering up UFOs. There's all this stuff in the skies. They are covering a lot of stuff up. I'm not saying there isn't a cover-up up, but this so-called high-level intelligence operative, who I challenge to come on the show, who is admittedly heading up a government program looking into this, saying this was all being kept from him. Well, that's the same story we've been hearing since the late 40s from these groups. And it's always the same story. Alien bodies. Alien craft being suppressed so they can create the idea that there are these hostile aliens and that this is all about to go down. And so people think of the attack as some type of, you know, physical third dimensional attack, when we're being influenced by these entities much more sophisticatedly to destroy each other. and to then build a silicon life form system for them to inhabit and escape the phantom zone they're in is the best way to describe it. All right, so that's what's going on here. And you notice the corporate media and them don't make jokes when I say all this, because they all know. This is what they believe. They know what's going on. And they seem to think their alliance with these critters, who are basically like intergalactic cockroaches or something, is going to make them win. I mean, it's the stupidest thing ever that they would work with some low-level scumbag organization and that just wants to hurt everybody. And, of course, it's got some high-level operatives. That's Satan, you know, that God did create. I mean, God made it all. And they've just chosen to go against God. But the average person interfacing with evil basically interfaces what I would describe as like a drooling gremlin. And that's their main operative force, is a bunch of drooling gremlins. I mean, who would refuse the God of the universe with unlimited power, unlimited grace, unlimited love, and that gave us everything? Gave us food, gave us sex, gave us everything. The devil didn't give you that. God did. So what type of scum would go against that? Well, that's who you're with when you're against God. And just imagine, there's been a lot of species and a lot of groups and a lot of organizations that have decided to work with Satan, not just humans. And it really just comes down to that. So that's what's going on in the universe. There's a lot of creatures that don't want to get with the program. And that's really what this comes down to. So you can get with their program or you can get with God's program. Satan's program, how's that working out for people? It's like the Blue City program. You ask, why do the Democrats do this? Because they like it. It's what they do. The things running them don't like to see us do well. They like to see our children have their testicles cut off. They like to see our kids dead, miserable, committing suicide. They don't like us. Real simple. And once you get that perspective, it all makes sense. I mean, look, you're on a planet in the middle of space going around a sun, folks. They find new species every day. You really think we're alone in intelligent life? We're in the middle of an Amazon rainforest of life in the universe. It's crawling out of the walls, out of the dimensions. It's everywhere. That's what God does. Total life, total free will, free for all. The problem is a lot of entities decide to go against the program. And the program lets you do whatever you want. That's the whole point. So even when they go against the program, they're with the program. See how God's got it all figured out. And the Satanists always say, see, your God's a sadist. Letting all this. No, God just lets you do what you want. But all of God's laws are good. The wages of sin going against the program is death. Real simple. Go with the program, you get everything. Go against the program, you get to play God and destroy yourself. And you say, well, God's a sadist. I've had 4 children. And the path of life is death, but you're reborn. But to have a child is to kill a child. That's elementary truths of the universe, that the path of life is death. The path of death is life. And you have children, and they could end up being bank robbers. They can end up being murderers. They can end up being, God forbid, devil worshipers. They can be seduced by the dark side. But you want to have that child. You want to experience that love. You want to see your genetics continue and that of your wife or husband, and see what merging your genetics together and making a new entity with free will that literally is an imprint of God in the universe. You have that child, and you hope it does well, and you hope you make the right decisions, and you hope and you pray and you work hard if you're a good person. And that's all God does. God even gave us cheat sheets. God even incarnated into one of our little bodies and came down here and led a perfect life to say, hey, I'm going to put you through this. I'm going to put my skin in the game. Imagine you're timeless, run everything, total control, do whatever you want. All right, I'm going to cram myself down into a human body, and I'm going to teleport myself into the desert. And I'm going to let these people literally torture me to death to show everybody. Then I'm going to rise again because they got to see it for themselves. And I'll give them an owner's manual, how all this works and what's going to come in the future and how the enemy's going to strike them. Because God gave us free will, but God gave us a cheat sheet, an owner's manual. And if we don't use it, it's our fault. All right, here's some of Naval Noah Harari, saying you'll be ruled by aliens. Here it is.
Maybe in a couple of decades, Earth will be populated or even dominated by entities that are not organic, that they don't breathe, they don't have emotions. Like the potential of AI is much, much bigger than any historical revolution. It's really a biological revolution. Since the, you know, for 4 billion years, all of life was organic. And this is at least an idea of inorganic life forms. That's the biggest thing that happened on Earth in 4 billion years. First of all, Darwinian evolution until today was organic.
Yeah.
And this is not organic.
But...
And also Darwinian evolution is evolution by natural selection. Here we have intelligent design.
Yeah.
So not the intelligent design of the creationists and the Bible, a real intelligent design. We are designing the AI, and then the AI will design maybe the next generation of AI. So it's a completely different kind of process. It's very practical. Today when you apply to the bank for a loan, and the bank basically lets an algorithm decide your fate, and the algorithm says, no, don't give this lady a loan, and you ask
the bank... This is all flim-flam. All AI does is plagiarize and steal human data and then regurgitate it. We're impressed because we're looking at ourselves in a mirror. And then these guys program the algorithm and say, oh, it's not us. It's the beast. It's the AI God. And worship it and do what it says, and it'll give you a good number. If you don't, you're cut off from the system. Let he who hath understanding reckon the number of the beast, for it is the number of man, 666. Guys, find 666, number of the beast, Iron Maiden. But the one online, the one on Spotify, I think we have it in the computer, the original from the 80s, like 1982 or whatever it was. It's Vincent Price introducing it. So I want Iron Maiden, Vincent Price, Number of the Beast. I want the full intro. It's very short.
Woe to you of earth and seed, for the devil sends the beast for wrath, because he knows time is short. His number is 666, so the number of a man. Let he with understanding reckon the number of the beasts.
Well, we've reckoned the number, and it's their global social credit score. It's their system. You must worship the beast. You must give it your children. And then even after they all fall down to it, and you know, a precursor of that, it's the devil's always building. So each new phase is the same example of the end game he wants, but smaller. It gets bigger each time. You take the shot, you have a heart attack and die, or you get cancer. But they still want it, and they still need it. They want to be abused by it. They want to be hurt. Hurt me bad, Satan. Hurt me, Daddy. Because they're scared of it. They're initially so scared of evil, they decide to roll over on their back and piss like a dog that's scared. Instead of saying, get out of my way, get behind me, Satan, in the name of Jesus Christ. Why did Christ say, get behind me? Christ is the future, the trailblazer, the future. Satan's in our dust. Get behind me, Satan, in the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, of Nazareth. Say that. And every knee will bow, every tongue will confess the reality of that. But the Masonically globalist New World Order controlled churches are keeping this from you. They know all of this. They don't want you to know it because they've made a deal now. They've made a deal now. They believe they can get advanced technology from Silicon and merge with it and have their own heaven. It's like Metaverse, but 10 times more evil, 1,000 times. Metaverse, they said, was just a hellscape of nausea and vomiting, and everybody hated it, including children. No one could even use it, and they put $50 billion into it or whatever, $80 billion. It's all, $80 billion for a vomit machine, for a roller coaster you can't wait to get off of. It's all they can, this is, you're God, a vomit machine. It's so wonderful. No, all of it's a joke. All of it's a fraud. All of it's evil. We are back. I'm going to do a few more segments, hand the baton to the great Owen Schroer. I'll be back full show tomorrow in studio, 11 a.m. Central, right after Harris and Smith knocks out of the park. Weekday mornings, 8 a.m. Central. But I mentioned the Tucker Carlson monologue last night where he got into the UFOs. I've kind of unpacked this already, so let's kind of end at the beginning because I never got to this. Here it is.
Who organized those BLM riots 3 years ago? No one's gotten to the bottom of that. What exactly happened on 9/11? Well, it's still classified. How did Jeffrey Epstein make all that money? How did he die? How about JFK? And so endlessly on. Not only are the media not interested in any of this, they are actively hostile to anybody who is. In journalism, curiosity is the gravest crime. Yesterday, for example, a former Air Force officer who worked for years in military intelligence came forward as a whistleblower to reveal that the U.S. government has physical evidence of crashed non-human-made aircraft, as well as the bodies of the pilots who flew those aircraft. The Pentagon has spent decades studying these otherworldly remains in order to build more technologically advanced weapon systems. Okay, that's what the former intel officer revealed, and it was clear he was telling the truth. In other words, UFOs are actually real, and apparently so is extraterrestrial life. Now we know. In a normal country, this news would qualify as a bombshell, the story of the millennium. But in our country, it doesn't. The whistleblower's account ran on a technology website called The Debrief, which you've probably never heard of. The Washington Post had that story, but decided not to run it. The New York Times, meanwhile, just pretended it never happened. On the front page of the New York Times website this morning, there were five stories about Ukraine, as well as four stories apiece about Donald Trump, trans people, and climate change, the usual lineup. There was nothing at all about how an alien species is flying hypersonic aircraft over our cities. Not one word. So if you're wondering why our country seems so dysfunctional, this is a big part of the reason. Nobody knows what's happening. A small group of people control access to all relevant information, and the rest of us don't know. We're allowed to yap all we want about racism, but go ahead and talk about something that really matters and see what happens. If you keep it up, they'll make you be quiet. Trust us. That's how they maintain control. When Western tourists first started traveling in large numbers to the Soviet Union in the early 1970s, they found that many Russians
had
completely
warped... Hold on, hit pause. Back it up to when Western citizens used to travel, or when Russians used to travel to the U.S., they couldn't believe we had all this food and all this wealth and all this freedom. They've been told lies. And I'm going to come back and finish that point, because he's totally right. We're being lied to about everything, so you can believe anything you want, basically, which is really dangerous as well, because we don't know what the truth is. We have to go out and discover it ourselves. But Tucker's right. They are suppressing the truth about aliens and about spirituality and about different dimensions, and they know damn well what's going on. They're in contact with these things. They do horrible human sacrifices and rituals because these things demand we debase ourselves to have contact with them, because they want to run God off. God does not get involved with hurting children. And so you do that. It's like jamming GPS when you're firing missiles at an enemy and they jam GPS. The missiles can't hit the target. The devil gets us to do evil stuff to kids because God will not be involved or around that, and pulls back. So that's what's happening. That's why they're doing this. We'll be right back. Stay with us. Lock up your wife and children now. You know, Dave Mustaine wrote this classic Kill 'Em All, Four Horsemen, Metallica song. And I'm not bragging when I tell the story. It just shows how distracted I've gotten. It was about 10 years ago. It's right before my ex-wife divorced me. And Dave Mustaine was at the house and staying with us, with his wife and son, great people. And son's even bigger than Dave. You know, Dave's a big guy. You look at him with long hair and looks skinny on TV. He's a huge guy. And he goes, I want you to co-write my next album, and I want to rewrite the new Four Horsemen, and I want you to write it with me. And I went, Dave, I think you're going to be able to handle that. The next three albums, the next one was called Endgame. And then the next three albums were all about the New World Order. And Dave called me a few times. I played phone tag with him. I've gotten where I don't even talk to anybody anymore. I'm not name dropping. It's just fun to like realize I was like 12 years old listening to Kill 'Em All. It was my favorite album. And then to know that when the time came and I could write the next Kill 'Em All, I just said, you know, I took it like a flattery, like, oh, yeah, right, Dave, help you write your next few albums? Sure, right. Then he did actually write them off the show. So we love you, Dave Mustaine, great guy. But getting back to Tucker Carlson, who we also love even more, I have to say. I mean, I love Tucker Carlson. He's totally real. Here he is making the key point at the end of his monologue. Because I'd forgotten this. When the Russians came here, including Boris Yeltsin, I mean, he was like deputy head of the Russian government for decades, but he'd never been to an American grocery store. And when he finally came here and saw everything, he went, okay, I'm done with communism. I got to go. We got to have this. Because you remember, the Russians were like poor farmers, folks, that, you know, had been enslaved by the Tsar, then enslaved by Lenin, and then they fought Hitler and lost a third of their population. I mean, you're on a farm, and now communists are putting you in slave camps, and now you're fighting Hitler. I mean, imagine the Russians are like, what the hell is this? And now they're fighting America again. They're like, Jesus, does anybody ever leave us alone? So, and they're just like us. Once you got them in school and gave them physics, they're like super smart and know how to make nuclear weapons and spaceships. But it's just how he describes this. But I love how, because I've asked the crew to do this for years. I love them to death, but they never kind of got what I was saying. I said, I want Red Dawn intros. We're behind enemy lines, shortwave radio, forbidden transmission, because that's what this show really is. We're occupied by the New World Order. And they did a few promos. They're like the chairs against the wall. John has a long mustache. You know, Star Spangled Banner, here's Alex Jones. But Tucker's branding his show as the shortwave transmission into Russia from Voice of America that his dad ran. And the whole program there with the secret FM transmitters into the Soviet bloc that his dad did. His dad's still alive. Did you know his dad helped bring down the Soviet Union? And then when Tucker went and tried to join the CIA, they said, no, we don't have any nepotism around here. And he goes, well, it's not nepotism. Oh, really? It's not nepotism. You don't know who your dad is? Well, no, I didn't know who my dad was. But the point is, he was a cold warrior and helped bring down the Soviet Union. And then Tucker's like learning from the CIA. Yeah, we don't hire people's kids around here. Well, my dad works for Voice of America. He runs it. Oh, yeah. Yeah, your dad works for Voice of America, kid. Sure he does. But see, he had all that natural talent. They couldn't suppress him. So see where he is now as a free agent of liberty, kicking the CIA's ass. That's become what they claim we were fighting in Russia. So here's the conclusion of what Tucker Carlson just said.
When Western tourists first started traveling in large numbers to the Soviet Union in the early 1970s, they found that many Russians had a completely warped understanding of the United States. They thought that Americans lived in grinding poverty, in a state of perpetual race war, and were desperate to flee to the freedom and prosperity of the Eastern Bloc. They thought this because that's what they had been told. They had no way to know otherwise. The few Russians who understood what was really going on in the rest of the world had learned about it from listening to shortwave radio broadcasts, sometimes under the covers so the neighbors wouldn't hear. 50 years later, it is bewildering to consider the ironies here. We're the ones who live in ignorance now. The U.S. government has managed to classify more than a billion so-called public documents. So at this point, we can't possibly know what our leaders are doing. We're not allowed to know. By definition, that is not a democracy. Yet it's fine with the media. Secrecy is a powerful tool of control. Stop asking how we got so rich. Here's another story about racism. Go eat each other. That's the program. That's how most of us now live here in the United States, manipulated by lies, silenced by taboos. It is unhealthy and it's dehumanizing, and we're tired of it. As of today, we've come to Twitter, which we hope will be the shortwave radio under the blankets. We're told there are no gatekeepers here. If that turns out to be false, we'll leave. But in the meantime, we are grateful to be here. We'll be back with much more very soon.
And that's what he's doing up in Maine. I cannot wait to go up to his house and fly fish with him and pheasant hunt. That's going to be the big event of my summer, which is the summer's kind of getting going here. I need to get that set up. But anyways, back to what I was saying, ladies and gentlemen, out of the park. So I was going to say, like, yeah, Tucker's plagiarizing your show on shortwave, and you're the, you know, rebel broadcast. No, there's no plagiarizing. His dad ran the shortwave into Russia to do that, and the FM transmitters and whole secret projects to bring down the Soviet Union. So we're sitting there saying, oh, Tucker Carlson's copying Alex Jones. There is no copying. It's all one big continuum of us on the same team. We all inspire each other, ladies and gentlemen. And my family was fighting the Russians in Eastern Europe. But the bigger issue is now, notice the demoralization, the race war, all the things you hear about, all the things you see. That's the left saying America's a big race war and America's a bunch of drug addicts and American cities look like the blue cities because they want the world to think we're bad so there's no hope. Because the propaganda that the Russians were running was being run out of the Ford Foundation and the Carnegie Endowment. The Soviet Union was run by the West and British intelligence. And now, people are waking up to that, understanding it's the same cult, the same program, the same evil, and we're all rejecting it together, and it's beautiful. Please remember, I can't finance this operation without your help, and I really need your help. Plus, we have great products you need. I mean, they'll blow you away. 10-hour clean energy, Turbo Force, Ultimate Krill Oil, highest grade, incredible stuff for your mind, your brain, your body. X3, I've extended the sale, but only a day or so because it's running out, 25% off. You need to experience it. Infowarsstore.com. And yeah, we're almost sold out of the Trump political prisoner mugshot shirt. When it's gone, it's gone. And we're down to a couple hundred. It'll be gone in a couple days of the Alex Jones for president. We're like, we're going to reprint that? And I said, no. I told him it's a one run and it's gone. So you want Alex Jones for president? You want Trump mugshot? It's all at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. All right, I'm going to get in my car. I'm going to drive from Dallas to Austin. And Lord willing, I'll be on 11 a.m. tomorrow full. I'll probably be 4 hours tomorrow here. But Owen Schroyer is loaded for bear. Ton of other big news to cover. He takes over now from our Austin, Texas command center.
Thank you, Alex. And Alex will be right here in this seat tomorrow, as he just said. Now, I do want to hear from the audience, actually, in response to Tucker Carlson's, we'll call it show. He did call it Tucker on Twitter Episode 1. I don't know if that's his permanent plan, but Tucker on Twitter Episode 1. It's gotten nearly 100 million views on Twitter since he launched it less than 24 hours ago. And the Democrats in the media and the American left in general are absolutely panicked. They don't know what to do. They're pulling their hair out of their head. And it's a similar thing to how upset they are that InfoWars is still on the air, because they thought they would silence us. They thought they would destroy us. We're not supposed to be here. Same with Tucker. They thought they destroyed Tucker. They thought Tucker was off the air. They got him, but he's back on Twitter, more popular than ever. So massive coping on that deal. But I want to take your calls on this. Do you buy this alien story? Do you buy this whistleblower saying that the U.S. government has alien technology or even some non-human life form body parts? Do you believe any of that? Or do you think it's a distraction? Or is there another angle? Is there another twist? I'll give you my 2 cents and take your calls. 877-789-2539. 877-789-2539. So you've got a Pentagon, I guess, government whistleblower, they're calling it, on UFOs. Extraterrestrial life, unidentified flying objects, saying the U.S. government has this information and is keeping it secret, keeping it classified, even away from Congress. Now, here's the, no matter what you think about UFOs or aliens, and we'll have that debate on the phone lines here when we go to it in a second, already filled. None of this information is new. There are probably more than 50 documentaries with so-called government whistleblowers and other agents and scientists and astronomers, farmers, all kinds of stuff out there about aliens, extraterrestrials, and UFOs. There was some park, I don't know if it's still there, it was either Connecticut or somewhere on the East Coast, where there was such a widespread aerial phenomenon, UFO event, that they built a monument, because there were like 250 eyewitnesses to a alien spacecraft in the sky. They built a monument. I forget where it was. They may have actually taken it down since. So some government whistleblower coming out and saying, oh, the government has aliens and UFO technology and they've recovered this and they're keeping it secret. There's nothing new there. What's new is now it's all of a sudden a media phenomenon. What's new is now all of a sudden we're supposed to believe it. How many government whistleblowers, insiders, have come out in the last 50 years about aliens? I couldn't even tell you. There's probably more than 100. All kinds of documentaries, all over the internet, all over TV. So why now is this the story? Why now are they wanting us to talk about UFOs and alien life? Why now is it in the media? Why now is a government whistleblower making mainstream news and headlines? Is this an organic thing? Because the internet the alternative information sources are starting to take over and not just the TV? Is this a paradigm shift where if something big breaks on the internet but not TV, that it still breaks? Or is something else going on? Do they want us talking about aliens and UFOs, distracted with that, when they've got whatever going on in Ukraine? They've got the Biden crime family getting exposed, and the FBI worried that their informants are going to get killed if they're unmasked. So why is the alien whistleblower cover-up the story now when this information has been out for 50 years? And whistleblowers and documentaries and everything. Why is it the story now? So is this a paradigm shift that the internet is now the source for the narrative and information? Or is this a distraction campaign to get you talking about it and not talking about the real stuff going on? Now, let's say that this is real and the government has some quote-unquote alien technology or even alien life form, as they might claim. There is so much that we don't know about our own history. There is so much we don't know about ancient civilizations and their technology. You don't get taught this in the government schools. They don't want you to know about the megaliths. They don't want you to know about the pyramids. Oh, yeah, they tell you about the pyramids, but they don't tell you the ancient secrets. So there's already ancient technology that we can't comprehend or understand. They could claim they've recovered some ancient tools, that some ancient technology, and just say, oh, this is alien, we don't know what it is. So again, why are they telling us about this now? Since when does the U.S. government and the mainstream media want us questioning how we got here, or what it's all about, or secret history of humanity and civilization or other life forms? Why do they want us talking about it now? We're supposed to discount this stuff. This is supposed to be conspiracy theory stuff. Nobody takes this stuff seriously. Why now? Paradigm shift, distraction campaign? Or are we getting ready to see the Operation Blue Beam fully revealed? Which I guess would be the alternative. That's the PSYOP. That's the distraction. And Operation Blue Beam being basically a false flag alien event. Either holograms in the sky, or they could release some human-animal hybrid out in the wild and, you know, they say, oh, look, it's an alien. Some UFO or technology that we don't know about that they just reveal and say it's alien. Some combination, all of the above. Maybe they start using secret weapons that we don't know about and then just claim it's aliens. There's all kinds of certain outcomes that could come from this. So that's just my takeaway from the whole whistleblower alien reveal, which has been out there for years, but now all of a sudden we're talking about it. Is that by design for distraction, or is this a paradigm shift that now the television doesn't control what's relevant, what's a human interest story? So we go out to the phone lines now, and we start with Tad in Washington. Tad, you're on the Alex Jones Show. Go ahead.
Hey, what's up, Owen? I love the products that you guys sell. I've bought plenty of them. Okay, well, first I want to start off with the experience I had. Me and my mother was in Salt Lake City, and I had a storage shed. And we left the store shed, and it's along the tracks. Now, I was driving up the track, well, next to the tracks, going northbound. And I saw what I thought was a big, giant billboard sign lit up white, really bright white. And all of a sudden, it got closer, just boom, right down a railroad track. It was about maybe 20 feet off the ground. And it was shaped like two pyramids put together from the bottom on each side, if that makes any sense, kind of like a diamond. And I looked over at my mother and I said, did you see what I just saw? She said she saw a city up in the sky. Okay, and then back in 2014, I had experience with some sort of creature in my room that was beaming its red eyes into me when I was asleep. I woke up and saw it. You know, I can describe this creature. It was a fallen angel. Okay, now I'll tell you what these spaceships are. They're either fallen angels or they're angels. You got to remember, fallen angels are extraterrestrials. They're not of this world. A lot of these experiences that people are having are either fallen angels or extraterrestrials. Now, you take a look at Ezekiel's will. If you've ever read the book of Enoch, you know, the fallen angels actually came down here and taught men how to do everything. War, makeup, witchcraft.
Well, this is in ancient hieroglyphs and other discoveries they've made where they're seemingly basically scraping UFOs into the sides of caves and giant beings into the sides of caves, and they find caskets built for 13-14 foot men. Wow, Tad, quite a call there. This subject is hot, and so are the phone lines. We'll be right back. I don't know. You see what the Democrats, the left, is doing to the planet. Maybe you're looking up to the sky today and saying, beam me up. Beam me up. Do you guys do the gay crap up there? Are you guys chopping off your children's genitals up there? Do you guys have an injustice system up there, politically targeting opposition to the regime? You guys have the flags up there? Can you? No? Go ahead and beam me up. I'll take one. One beam up. No, one way. Just one way. The last caller said he had an alien experience, or fallen angel, or angel experience, as he claimed. Let's see how Joe in New Mexico can compare to that. We're talking aliens here. Do you buy this government whistleblower story? Do you think it's a distraction? Why are they telling us this now when we've known it for years? Joe in New Mexico, go ahead.
Yeah, I think it's a distraction because when people see that on TV, they'll be hesitant to go do more research. They might run into the William Cooper's testimony, stuff like that, where, you know, it's been around for a while that these type of things have been happening. So it's kind of funny that it's being put out there by the news.
Yeah, that's I can't. I mean, I'm a little, because I don't want to be a total pessimist. I don't want to be an absolute pessimist here. Maybe this is just a paradigm shift. Maybe now you can break the narrative on the internet and the TV is completely irrelevant. Maybe Tucker Carlson is proving that. So maybe it's genuine. Maybe this is another government whistleblower saying, hey, they got secret technology and stuff they're not telling us about.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to believe anything they put on the news nowadays, so you just got to take it with a grain of salt. I will say I had a short experience in Colorado. Plenty of people were there. It was a 4th of July. We were at a high school stadium outside to witness fireworks and completely obliterated by the alien show that was going on. I mean, I'm an ex-Air Force guy. I've been in Afghanistan, and what was being displayed that night was unexplainable. And, I mean, definitely there's some stuff going on that we don't know about. And maybe they don't want us to wake up and tap into that energy, you know. This is a crazy time to be alive. That's all I can say.
Well, no doubt. Thanks for the call, Joe. This is part of what the whole stop man-made climate change is all about. It's that you don't get access to cheap energy. You see, the individuals that think they own this planet that want to spray you like a cockroach to eliminate you, like you might have a exterminator come to your house and spray around to kill cockroaches. That's the globalists on planet Earth spraying to get rid of you. So they don't want you to have access to energy. So if there is different technology or different energy sources out there that the U.S. government knows about, they certainly can't let the people get their hands on that. That would just be unacceptable. That would empower the slaves. That would free the slave class. Can't have that now, can we? Let's go to Laura in Illinois. Laura, you're on the Alex Jones Show. Go ahead.
Oh, hey, Owen. Your show is awesome. I'm jealous that the last two callers got to see alien aircraft because I never have. But I do agree with you stating that this is just another distraction. We've known about this for a million years. And also about the ancient civilizations just utilizing their technology. For example, even Hitler sent his SS men down into the Black Forest and recovered a craft, and he brought it back. He had his engineers reverse engineer it using, and he brought in Indian engineers because it was in Sanskrit, and he had them reverse engineer it to something he called the Glock, and it was the bell, and it was a hovering device. So the and after World War II ended, you know, they brought those engineers here. So I do know that the technology is there. And I don't think it's anything new, like you said. So when they have these little alien invasions, and I do believe these ancient civilization aliens have a stake in this world because they use those points for fuel. So I don't think they're going to really appreciate it, us destroying their planet for their fuel points. You know, they come and go.
Interesting, Laura. Yeah. Anything else?
No, you're awesome. I like when you're going down the street with your bullhorn. I was in the Army, man. I would love to be on that tank, but I'm like 55. But I would love to just blow those people away with my little bullhorn. You keep going, Owen.
Thank you, Laura. Let's go to Nick. By the way, maybe we should, on Laura's request, maybe we should get dust off the truck sometime soon. All right, Nick in Pennsylvania, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Owen, you guys are really actually the commando team out there, but I know my time is short. But I think there's two things happening at one time. You have the World War II, the Foo Fighters. You guys all been getting into it. Alex promised a crazy show coming hard, and he really did. Everybody's got to go back and listen to that. Anyway, I think a lot of this stuff is, it's used for distraction, but they're also... I think there are things that are coming through other dimensions and appearing. They might be angels trying to help us out. You might sometimes get a bad spirit coming through these other dimensions, man. I mean, it gets weird. We're really not in Kansas anymore. Like right now,
well, let's think about that. You know, the Bible talks about God sending plagues and other such interventions. You had a church that celebrates pride and trans kids get struck by lightning and burned to the ground, over 150-year-old church. I think it was like 180. You have what's going on in New York today because of the wildfires in Canada. I don't believe they know what started them. Could have been lightning. Could have been a cigarette butt. Who knows? Of course, they're saying global warming, give us more money. But New York is now in a dust cloud. I mean, it's apocalyptic. The scenes in New York. Is this all a sign? Is this like biblical level signs from above, we let's say? Or is it just coincidence?
I think it's both. I mean, again, it's like you're getting weird signs. I mean, it's really hard to discern a lot of this stuff coming at us a million miles a minute. But the smoke is like, I think we can't forget about the weather modification. I mean, we got to stop thinking about the individuals. Like,
yeah, you mean the exterminators spraying us with chemicals to kill us? We should stop calling it weather modification, and we should start saying, no, this is the exterminators spraying to kill us, the cockroaches here.
I mean,
you're on Klaus. You are in Klaus Schwab and Bill Gates' house, damn it. You're on their rock floating through space. They've got to spray you to kill you, damn it. It's not working. So it's not working. So just chop your kids' balls off.
Yeah, I mean, like, yeah, they think they're God, man. They think they're God over man, and that's the ultimate sin. It's all in Revelation. I think we're living through the apocalypse. I think the Antichrist, I mean, I can explain a lot of this stuff in detail, but I know the time is short. But we're definitely, I mean, we've got the playbook. That's good. We got each other, and that's it. We're going to have to keep traveling through Wake to see what happens. They're definitely going to try to use this thing for Blue Book, that kind of stuff. Yeah, I mean, the intelligence agencies really think they have the crown of the whole country. There's no king. They think they're the king. You know, I mean, it happened in the Roman Empire, the beast, which was the Roman Empire, the state. I mean, it got taken over.
And here's the realization, and Nick, thank you for the call. There's two levels here. The American people standing up and realizing their power given in the Bill of Rights and the Constitution, or, and really this is probably what needs to happen first, Congress needs to realize they have oversight and control over all these bureaucracies. So they can declassify everything. Congress can force all the government bureaucracies to declassify everything with subpoenas. Now, they might not respond, and then they get held in contempt of court. That's what we need to see. All right, taking your calls. Oh, now we're to talk about UFOs and aliens. How convenient. As the Biden crime family is getting exposed, but the corrupt DOJ is going to indict Donald Trump. Yes, look over here at the aliens. Or is it the real deal? Is the narrative no longer controlled by the television news? Let's go to Alex in Florida. You're on the Alex Jones Show. Go ahead.
Hey, Owen, what's up? Thank you for taking my call. First and second, Turbo Force, such a lifesaver. I literally depend on it every morning. It gets me up within 5 minutes consuming it. And for those who are lucky and wise enough and blessed enough to have Vitamin Mineral Fusion, Turbo Force, and Fizzy Magnesium, I mix all of them together in the same drink and talk about just owning the day. It's incredible. It makes you feel great. You get all your nutrients. And honestly, thank you so much.
That's quite the drink concoction.
Oh, it's amazing, man. And then you combine that with some Brain Force Ultra. It's amazing. With the whole UFO thing, it goes both ways. I've studied this for the greater half of my life, and there are good factions in the government who have been trying to get this information out for decades because the technology is revolutionary. And that's what Stephen Greer talks about in a lot of his work is, you know, we want to release this information so that way we can bring the technology to the marketplace, technology that would free us up from energy. Meanwhile, they want to control our energy. They want to have complete dominion over it, cut it off whenever they want. But if we were to get this information out and start developing it, it would only take about 10 years to transform our entire grid system, to bring all of these generators and all of this unlimited sustainable energy out, all this anti-gravitic technology. But
well, and let's consider this for a second, too. What does that do to all of the green new energy climate change propaganda, if that's the case? It destroys it, and it shows how all these people talking about it were frauds. It was never about some sort of a carbon neutral or new energy source. It was always about controlling you.
100%. That's what the carbon tax is. They want to tax you on everything you do and basically tax you into bankruptcy and into debt, permanent debt, slavery. But it goes both ways because there are good factions. Like, yes, it could be part of Project Bluebeam, but at the end of the day, it's hard to tell. You know what I mean? And I do believe that because we own the internet, we are breaking stories a lot faster and the media has to now catch up. But I think this is a good thing. I really do, and I think it was meant to be because we need to start talking about it because you have good factions on this planet who are fighting for humanity, who want us to have a decentralized currency, want us to come together and free the world from all
of
this.
Yeah, and that's the realization. That's the realization as humanity enters its next phase. Is it going to be a world government tyranny phase, or is it going to be individual prosperity phase? With new advancements in technology and everything else. I mean, again, you've got people in Hollywood now talking about the blood rituals, talking about the Satanism. There was just another actor. I think it was one of the Fast and Furious, Tyrese, yeah, saying, yeah, Hollywood embraces Satanism. They want to normalize it. So, I mean, this stuff is all coming out. Let's go to Melinda in Michigan. Melinda, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi. First, I just want to say thank you guys for what you do, and I want to give a quick shout-out for the collagen and the BioPCA. I mean, gosh, I have at least 14 of your guys' products, and they're all amazing, but especially those. In response to your question about believing that whistleblower or not, I totally do. I have the past 6-7 years been reading, researching, watching so much on Open Minds on Amazon and Coast to Coast with George Norrie, his other show, Beyond Belief. And there's just so many great people out there that have so much great information. You know, Linda Moulton Howe, Richard Dolan, Paula Harris, David Politis, David Childress, David Wilcock, David Jacobs. I just got done reading his book called Secret Life, which is about alien abductions. It was amazing. I mean, it was a little upsetting, but I mean, he kind of went towards the narrative that all aliens are evil, but I mean, I don't believe that. That book was from the 80s, and things have changed a little since then, but there's got to be other life out there. Of course there is. How can we be so ignorant to think that we are the only ones, you know, in all of the universe?
Ah, well, now, Melinda, you're getting into the real debate now.
Yeah, so I think they're slowly releasing little tidbits, little breadcrumbs in the media for, hope, you know, eventual disclosure. It could be 10, 20 years from now, but, you know, they got to do it little by little, release tidbit by tidbit. Otherwise, people would be too, you know, they got to get people used to the notion, you know, for the vast majority of people who might still be asleep on the alien topic. But, yeah, they got to... The media can no longer really deny the existence of alien life. They shouldn't even call it alien, though, because, you know, just they're just other beings. I mean, we're human beings here on Earth, but, I mean, yeah, I feel like for the past maybe 10 or 11 years, I don't know, I could be, who knows, but I feel like for the past 10 or 11 years, there's been, like, an ascension happening for humanity as far as spiritually, emotionally, like we're experiencing something where our minds are opening and our third eye is just ever so slightly opening. I mean,
yes,
many,
but that is what's already in front of us that we can't see, not something that exists on another planet. Melinda, thank you for the call. How could there not be any other intelligent life out there unless there isn't an out there? Let's go to Brian in New York. Brian, you're on the Alex Jones Show. Go ahead.
Hey, Owen. I was just calling in to let you guys know about this program that's been going on over the past 80 days. There has been over 3,500 of these survey flights that uses geospatial mapping technology, and it's been mostly over heavy populated areas. They're either planning or looking for something. I was wondering if you heard anything about that.
They've been doing that for a long time. This specific story you're talking about, I'm not sure. Does this tie into the UFO story? This is what we're talking about.
Well, possibly. Possibly. I mean, this pretty much kicked up right after all the Chinese balloon stuff happened a couple months ago. Shortly after that, the surveys really kicked up at an unprecedented number. There's a stream called Monkey Works. He tracks all sorts of military and air traffic. Refuelers, cargo planes, that sort of thing. And he's been doing it for a long time. He said he's never, ever seen this happen like this before.
Certainly interesting. I'm familiar with that YouTube channel. Thank you for the call, Brian. Let's go to Valerie in Kentucky. Valerie, you're on the air. Go ahead.
God bless you, Owen. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, I can.
I use your iodine. Love it. I know I got to be quick. It is real. Some of it's demonic. Others are, you know, from God, the entities. I believe they're doing it now to create fear, you know, because COVID didn't cause enough fear and war and all of this. But also, too, they have to have a narrative, because when Jesus comes back to rapture the church and we're gone, the Christians are gone, they're going to have to say that aliens did it. And I've been watching Prophecy Watchers. You can see it on Daystar, I think. And prophecywatchers.com, Gary Stearman hosts that, and they talk all about the Nephilim. It's in Genesis 6. So I believe that they're all talking about it now, because they're going to have some narrative of when Jesus raptures the church. Everyone should pray Psalm 91. You know, that's the protection, not to be afraid of this stuff. If you have Jesus Christ in your soul, you are not going to be affected by this stuff. You'll be raptured with the church, Christ's bride, and people have to watch out with their words as well. They carry power.
Yes, so that's right. And words are supposed to have meaning, but the left has destroyed all of that as well. Valerie, thank you for the call. And it maybe you're onto something there. The government has tried to get us to fear war. They've tried to get us to fear famine. They've tried to get us to fear weather, get us to fear each other, get us to fear viruses, disease. But this is all old hat. They need something new to put us into fear and to put us into slavery. Maybe aliens are the new fear tactic. You heard Valerie talking about Survival Shield X3, extended 25% off another 24 hours, supposed to end last night. We still got some left in stock. So that sale, 25% off Survival Shield X3, has extended for another 24 hours. So take advantage of that sale right now at InfoWarsStore.com. All right. I will be hosting the War Room coming up in an hour. I've got all the latest breaking news, and there is some big stuff breaking. Not just this alien stuff, folks. I'm going to have to move on from that and cover the other big breaking news. Royce White will be hosting the fourth hour today. And so stay tuned right here to the Alex Jones Show. And then I will see you in an hour.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the fourth hour of InfoWars. I am your host, Royce White, your guest host, Royce White, here live from the belly of the beast, Minneapolis, Minnesota. I can't say how honored I am to be able to host this legendary platform. Thank you to Alex Jones and Owen and to the rest of the InfoWars team. If you haven't got a chance, you can go to my newly created channel on Band.Video, which mirrors all of my Please Call Me Crazy podcasts and all of my other content that will come in the future, so that all of our InfoWars audience has a good place to go and get the content if we get canceled, if we get shut down. Alex was gracious enough to extend the Band.Video platform to me to have my content mirrored there, because he knows as well as I know the conversations that I have on my podcast, like he has on his show, are dangerous and a threat to the establishment. So you can go check that out. My podcast usually airs Monday, Wednesday, Friday, 9 p.m. on YouTube, on Rumble. It is on all the audio platforms. But this week, we did Monday, Tuesday. We're going to try and get one out later on tonight as well. I'm not sure. I'm just going helter-skelter with the podcast right now, kind of in a transition period, getting the studio automated and some other things so we can put content out even more. But again, I want to say thank you to Alex Jones and the team for allowing me to host this hour. And I also want to say thank you to all of you out there in the audience. I can't tell you how much of your feedback I see on a daily, weekly, monthly basis of having saw me on InfoWars and asking that I be able to come back and host or be able to host again. So I really appreciate the feedback, and I appreciate the conversation that we're building. The tide is turning. And I want to start off by saying this. Let's just make this a declarative statement. I'm not an Elon Musk fanboy. This hour isn't going to be about Elon Musk, but I want to make this very clear. Because I said it earlier today on Jason, or what you'll see later on tonight on Fearless with Jason Whitlock. I'm a free speech absolutist. You call me the N-word, okay? Call me the N-word. If the N-word, if me being able to deal with the emotional torment of the N-word on the internet is going to supersede my understanding of the fundamental need for free speech, then I don't deserve to be an American citizen. And I don't deserve to be free. And I won't be free. I'm a free speech absolutist. Alex Jones needs to be allowed back on Twitter before we even consider believing that Elon Musk is in any way who he says he is. That's first. Second, pride goeth before the fall. Pride goeth before the fall, and I don't mean the pride of the LGBTQ. I'm not talking about their pride or their hijacking of the word pride or the rainbow or their explicit war against God. Their blatant war against God. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about our pride. All of us at home who sit back and we find a scapegoat or an enemy to blame things on and pretend like we didn't sign up for this. And I know a lot of people don't love my podcast and my content because I don't really let anybody off the hook. Sure, we can talk about the deep state and the administrative state and the security state and all of these people as long as we want to. But the reality of the situation, as it stands today, is none of this is out of our control, because none of it was without our consent. All it's going to take is for us to listen to the thought leaders like Alex Jones and Steve Bannon and the great Jason Whitlock, and the list goes on and on and on. You see, I'm wearing the shirt of the
the great Julian Assange, who we hope by some miracle or some presidency with some integrity fights to get him freed. You know, all of these great thought leaders, all of these whistleblowers, all these people who want to tell you the truth, all we have to do is heed their warning, listen to them, commit to an action plan, commit to a battle plan, and execute it. They're on the ropes. Pride goes before the fall, but the pendulum swings both ways, our pride and their pride. Right now, their pride is out of control. They're showing it. They're overextending their hand. They have overextended their hand. They want to go after your children. They want your child to carry a dildo in his lunchbox to affirm his identity. And if he doesn't, they're going to start to send CPS to come get your kid and say you're abusive. They've overplayed their hand. Liberals don't want this. Democrats don't want this. Blacks don't want this. Suburban white women don't even want this. More on the other side. Stay tuned. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to InfoWars. I'm your guest host, Royce White, for the fourth hour. I'm here live in the belly of the beast, Minneapolis, Minnesota. And right now we're talking about pride going before the fall. And I want to say this to the entire LGBTQ community, because I do think they're on the ropes. I mean, I think the liberal establishment has become so desperate, has become so ripe with arrogance and narcissism and a lust for power and control and even dominance, that they're making huge mistakes. And there's two things that are going to happen when pride goes before the fall. One, they're going to overplay their hand and they're going to feel the rejection. Second, they're going to get desperate and they're going to try and escalate things to a different level. And that's some of what you heard the woman, forward as a theory around this UFO, I won't say propaganda, but the UFO narrative that's now emerging as potentially a false flag or a distraction, some sense. Justification for a different level of tyranny. But I want to say something to the LGBTQ here. I grew up here in Minneapolis, Minnesota. It's one of the most LGBTQ communities per capita in the entire nation. I grew up around plenty of people who were gay, who were lesbian, who were queer. That really wasn't talked about when I was growing up, but I guess you could say they now identify as queer. The trans thing, completely new phenomenon. Don't know anything about it. I'm kind of the Dave Chappelle crowd. Where did this trans thing come from? I don't remember it in the 90s. I don't remember it in the 2000s. It wasn't until Barack Obama hit the scene that the trans thing became a big deal. Not a coincidence there, in my opinion. But hey, who am I? I'm just a conspiracy theorist or a darling of the alt-right. But I'll say this to the LGBTQ community. American citizenship comes before Christianity. And I say that as a Christian. I say that as a Catholic. And I don't mean it comes before Christianity for me personally, but in the order of our society, in the order of our nation, in the order and the structure of how we are to be governed, our citizenship comes before our faith. We all understand that. Now, the separation of church and state, that was a scam. The anti-God movement that has took its, unzipped and took a piss on us all now, that was a scam. Right, the blatant attack on anybody who believes in any metaphysical faith, that is a scam. But citizenship comes first. Nobody in their right mind, nobody in their sane and rational mind, nobody who understands the Constitution or the Declaration of Independence or the Bill of Rights, nobody with half of a brain is suggesting that we round up and kill or jail or genocide anybody in the LGBTQ community. Nobody's suggesting that. Nobody reasonable suggests that. I'm certainly not. Who you sleep with is your business. Who you have sex with, that's your business. That's your business. And what we all need to be conscious of, whether religious or not, and make no mistake about it, the divide right now is God or no God, God or science, God or scientism. Let's be more specific. None of us should be willing to let the government or the establishment use Christianity to stick a camera in our house to ensure that we're upholding Christian values in terms of our sexual proclivities or anything else. That would be a Trojan horse. That would be what you call a Christian Trojan horse. And there are some people out there who are that fundamentalist when it comes to their Christianity. Oh, why? why we need to be able to stick a camera in your house so we can figure out if you're a homosexual. Stop. No, we're not doing that. Okay. So, you know, we want to put certain guardrails around religious faith. Don't want to round up gay people and lesbian people. Nobody's even suggesting that. Nobody reasonable. Certainly not the people who they've made out to seem like the boogeyman you should fear. Donald Trump, Alex Jones, Steve Bannon, Royce White, I don't know, in some cases, Jason Whitlock, Joe Rogan, Tucker Carlson. None of these people are talking about rounding up the lesbians and gays. Do what thou wilt, okay? You have to answer to God, but so do many of us for all of the things that we do that are immoral. It's going to be easier for a camel to pass through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter the gates of heaven. And when you say rich, we all like to define that as wealth, money, riches. But we have a rich and prosperous civilization. We are rich with technology. We're all rich with convenience. We are rich with any number of mechanisms to display our own ego and narcissism. We're a rich civilization. Your aristocratic elites have found a way to keep you cash poor while keeping you dopamine rich. Again, the LGBTQ, we're not coming to round you up. But when you come for our children, when Joe Biden stands in front of the entire world and says, there's no such thing as somebody else's child, you've gone a step too far. You've gone a step too far, way, way too far. And any of you adults out there who are LGBTQIA plus elemental P, XYZ, I don't know, don't really care. I have a right not to care. I have a right not to affirm the never-ending expansion of gender identity. That's my right. That's also a right. The same way gays and lesbians have a right to live in this country and not be persecuted or prosecuted or executed for their sexuality. You know, all of you out there who identify this way, who are adults, who would allow the establishment and the government to use your sexual proclivity or identity to target children, to hell with you. To hell with you. I don't feel sorry for you. I'm just going to say it. If they started to use black people's identity to go after anybody's kids, white people's kids, anybody's kids, children writ large, if they started to do that and I was willing to accept the benefit from that, the political expediency of that, that would make me a sellout. That would make me a sellout of the highest order. And I'm not even talking about God. I mean, just in basic morals and ethics, okay? Who are the most vulnerable amongst us? The children. If you want to extend it far enough, children in the womb. We get what we're talking about here. Let's just start being honest. Let's just start being honest. Hey, if you want to get together with 10 other guys and blow each other and blow loads on each other's stomachs, that's not my business. I'm not, look, I can't, I'm not going to police that. I don't have the time. I got my own issues. I got my own issues raising kids, you know, I got my own problems. Family, mother, sisters, brothers, I got my own issues. Nobody should have time to be policing what other grown adults are doing in the privacy of their home or their sex orgies or Eyes Wide Shut parties or political DC elite swamp blackmail soirees. I don't have the time. Let's be honest about the morals and ethics. Okay. It's getting way out there. It's getting way out there, and all it's going to breed is violence. And that's not a call to violence. I mean, it's just a natural imposition. When you go to attack people's children, when you go to target people's children, when you go to use the educational system to brainwash and condition people's children or to make political statements, the next step is obvious. They're going to start to use child protective services, which they've already been using tyrannically for decades, in my opinion, let alone when it came to COVID and the vaccine mandates. We saw that in California, where in family court or other situations, children were stripped by CPS from their parents or their stance on the vaccine, it's going to be the same thing with the LGBTQ. And the school teachers are going to tell a young man that he should be a young woman. Then it's the gender medication or, you know, whatever, hormone blockers, testosterone blockers, whatever it is. The parents are going to reject it, and then CPS is going to come knock on your door and say you're abusing your child because you won't affirm their identity. And that's going to be the step too far. And they're going to come to the door, and there are going to be bullets flying back through that door. I'm telling you guys, don't do this. Please, I'm begging you. Do not do this. There's rules to war. Let's engage and play by the rules of politics and war in an honorable way. More on the other side. Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm your guest host, Royce White, live in the belly of the beast, Minneapolis, Minnesota. Today we're talking about pride going before the fall, but before I go into that more, I want to send a special thank you again to Alex Jones and the entire InfoWars team. I want to remind you that I now have a band.video channel or page. So be sure to go check that out, the band.video channel, where we're mirroring all of the podcasts of Please Call Me Crazy. Have a few more shows coming in the near future, the Royce White Show and some other things happening. So stay tuned. We're getting all our digital together to make it easy for you to find me, right? We're gonna push forward and just dump content into the machine until the people in Silicon Valley say, that's enough. And they come and knock on my door and haul me off the same way they did Assange, the same way they're trying to do Alex Jones. So I want to say thank you to Alex Jones and the entire team for all you've done over your lifetime, your entire body of work, and what you continue to do in fighting back against these people. Pride going before the fall. Please don't do this. Do not do this. I mean, as a father myself of four children who are in their formative years, right? You know, they're that 9, 10, 11, 12-year-old age. They're coming into junior high, bodies changing, exploring, you know, they're just going through changes, right? Willing to lose my life in defense of my child, willing to lose my life in defense of my sovereignty as my child's parent. And when Joe Biden says there's no such thing as somebody else's child, I mean, how much more tyrannical does the government have to get for you all to understand this is not about civil rights anymore? This is an anti-civil rights movement. This is an anti-freedom movement. This is an anti-inclusive movement. This is about dominance and control. And it's verging on it, guys, seriously. It's verging. It's right on the precipice of civil war. Let's just stop. Stop this. I mean, we all know we have common ground. We all know there's common ground out there to fight back against this establishment. None of you want to be, raped by the Federal Reserve and inflation and these international banking cartels that are going to, you know, inflate your cost of living beyond anything feasible. Nobody wants to send their tax money to the Ukraine for a war that nobody really understands, a war that is just geographically and historically inaccurate on so many accounts. You get 10 people off the street, 9 of them won't know that Kyiv used to be the capital of the Russian Empire for hundreds of years. I mean, you know, nobody wants to send all their money to the Ukraine. You black people out there, nobody wants them to bring countless numbers of immigrants into your inner cities and start to give them health care. And now in Minnesota, pay for their college tuition. If they make under $80,000 a year, I mean, you can't want reparations and then at the same time send countless money to Ukraine and then house every single illegal immigrant that comes from Honduras. It makes no sense. It makes absolutely no sense. Okay? There's so many things that we could come together on. It doesn't have to be on based on God, but many of you out there who deny God, who reject God, who are atheists, let's say, libertarians even, your ethics come from Christianity. I mean, I'm sorry to tell you, your ethics, your morals, they're greatly based in Christian tradition, in a Judeo-Christian faith tradition. It's just what it is. I mean, let's just cut the BS. That's what it is, right? let's come together along the lines that we need to come. And I'm not calling for some superficial kumbaya. Your elites mean to steal from you. When your government steals, everybody steals. And I try and tell all the people who watch Fox News and get caught up in all of these young black people pillaging and looting all these department stores or local convenience stores for under $1,000 worth of goods. When your government steals, everybody steals. So that little $900 theft isn't even a drop in a ocean compared to what your Nancy Pelosi's are stealing from you every single day. $1.6 trillion? A $1.6 trillion debt ceiling increase with no cap. There's no cap to it. It's infinite. Okay, let's get down to brass tack. There really is no economic crisis. The only economic crisis is the political elites who lead your economy. That's the real crisis. Okay, there is no debt crisis. Who's going to come calling it? Who's calling the debts? Who holds the debt? And this might take a sharp turn that's very hard for some people to comprehend. I'm not saying there's not an economic crisis. What I'm saying is the crisis is a fugazi. The crisis is a fugazi because the money's not real. The money, the fiat currency, and this entire international global banking structure is an agreement that we all signed into, that we all agreed to the terms and conditions of. And the terms and conditions are, which many may not realize, the central banks are going to dictate the value of currency. The collateral of debt, the collateral of loans, the collateral of interest and taxes and human energy and consumption and manufacturing and certain goods, they're going to set the cost. Price setting by definition at this scale is a cartel-like endeavor. It's a cartel-like agenda. It's a cartel-like mechanism, organization. And that's what these bankers are. That's what these banks are, these central banks. They're cartel. They're a cartel. They're price setting. And the real goal is to undermine the United States dollar by getting all the American people to believe that it's actually in danger. It's not in danger. The dollar is and has always been the strength of the dollar. The strength of the United States dollar is and has always been the United States military. I don't care what anybody else tells you. The American dollar didn't come into global supremacy until after World War II, where we had military supremacy. The military has always been the juice behind the dollar. However, the problem is, over time, the military has been convinced or bought off to play along like the banks are the juice, like the monetary system is the juice, like Bretton Woods Conference and the IMF and the World Bank are the juice. They're not the juice. The juice is NATO. The juice is the American military. The juice is the technology and the capacity that we have to do war. The problem is we have to go through a middleman to be funded to do that war, which is why we have a 1.6 debt ceiling increase, right? Turn the money tap on for the war machine. Well, the truth is the war machine doesn't need the money. They need the resources. Somebody has placed themselves in between the resources and us, the citizens. And this is the case that the socialists and communists make, although the socialists and communists don't really want to give you the resources. They want you to eat crickets. Okay, so we have two sort of global totalitarian communist factions. And we're all sitting there in the middle looking at both, judging both, analyzing both, trying to figure out who we should side with. Neither. Be on your own side. Be on the side of the people. Be on the side of freedom. Be on the side of the truth. The truth is you are a sovereign citizen. And this price setting, this cartel initiative with the banksters and the political and corporate elites is nothing more than a scam. It's a scam meant to get you to buy into the decline of America as a bastion of freedom. Resist. Resist at all costs. More on the other side. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. I am your guest host, Royce White, live here in the belly of the beast, Minneapolis, Minnesota, guest hosting the Alex Jones Show for the fourth hour. And I was just getting into an entire rant about how this economic crisis is really a fugazi. I mean, don't get me wrong. We are in an economic crisis, But the crisis is our leadership. We're really in a crisis of leadership and ultimately a crisis of faith. And right now we have our faith in the system. Our faith is in how things have worked since Bretton Woods Conference, the things that led to this American prosperity. This is what we've come to know. This is what we've come to trust. This is what we've come to love, to need, to desire, to lust. This is the cornerstone of the whole scam. So everybody believes it when the economists say we're on the brink of collapse, or, you know, if we don't do some major restructuring overnight that ultimately will concede all of your rights, then the dollar is not going to be worth anything. Well, there are a few interlocutors, as Joe Biden would call them. There are a few interlocutors that ensure that to be true, that stand as safeguards to the institutions, the mechanisms and institutions that determine or that can determine the real value of the American dollar. And I just want to, you know, centralbank.com. There's actually a website, centralbanking.com, the audacity of our elites. Okay. Centralbanking.com. And I scroll down here and it says Central Bank of the Year is none other than the National Bank of Ukraine, right? I mean, of course, now we've gotten woke politics into the banking and financial sectors. Touts President Zelensky for being able to keep their central bank running while under a hail of gunfire from Russia. But we know that the Ukrainians didn't really keep their central bank afloat in that hail of gunfire. We, the American people, gave $200 billion to the Ukraine already, and with plenty of more on the record. No telling how much money we've actually given them, how many black bags of cash we've dropped off, and then how many other people from around the world contributed to the Ukraine's anti-Russian slush fund. And people will go, oh, you're a Russian apologist, Putin's the aggressor, blah, 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 blah. Another scam, and we'll talk about that in the final section because that is the most important issue on the table today. But to continue on with this debt fugazi. Yeah, there's a debt. There's a debt, no doubt. And mostly the debt is a financialized debt that's been run up by our DC elites and our banking elites. They created the debt. They created the debt. They've created the crisis, and they plan to capitalize on the crisis. They plan to use the debt. Use the crisis to take your rights. It's clear as day. It's just so clear. I mean, what are we talking about here? What we're talking about is if you had a few politicians, a few elected officials that used the full scope of their power, presidency, executive orders, let's say, the national debt is a matter of national security. Unless the whole thing is being controlled. If the whole thing is being controlled, then there actually is no crisis. But if there actually is a crisis, then the debt itself is a matter of national security. And if it's a matter of national security, then executive orders are warranted. Just like they were when we went into Iraq, without the consent of the United Nations, which in one instance will condemn the Uyghur genocide, in another instance over at their other branch organization, the WHO will sell out to the CCP. I mean, these people are running scam, counter scams on you left and right. All intended to do one thing, so you don't know which way is up. All you know is survival. How can I survive? How can I work? How can I get a paycheck that's going to be stable to feed my family and put a roof over my head? The basics. These people don't play in the basics. The basics, they ironed out. They ironed that out in 1913 when they set up the Federal Reserve. And again, this whole thing is intended to get the American people to believe that we need some network of international banks and financial institutions to ensure the value of our nation and our citizenship. What a scam. What a scam. We have everything we need for the United States dollar and for the United States economy and for the United States manufacturing base or any of it to be thriving. Policy is standing in the way. Politicians are standing in the way. Crony capitalists are standing in the way. Marxist professors are standing in the way. We have everything we need to be prosperous. We have everything we need to be powerful. We have everything we need to be sovereign. We have everything we need to be self-sufficient. We have the people. We have the scientific, we have the scientific ingenuity. We have the military capacity. We have the strategic geographical location, position, militarily and agriculturally. We have everything we need here. Who put us on this story? Who put us in this story arc where our financial stability depends on oil from the Ukraine, oil from Russia? Okay, who put us on this trajectory where the stability of the American dollar depends on the manufacturing impulse of the Chinese, or the price setting of the Chinese, or the foreign relations and foreign policy of the European monarchies, or the whims or the impulses of the Brazilians, or whatever, so on and so forth? We don't need any of these nations. I mean, when it's all said and done, we don't need them. They need us more than we need them. I love the fruit cantaloupe, and I was at the store the other day, and I got one of those big tubs of cantaloupe, and I realized that on the container it said Honduras, that the cantaloupe came from Honduras. I love cantaloupe. I'm willing to give up cantaloupe. Are you? Are you willing to give up whatever it is that you enjoy to restabilize this nation? It's going to cost you more if you don't. And that's the whole scam here. I mean, that's like the drug dealer, the local drug dealer, mocking you for your addiction to all these luxuries, right? All these sort of extra bonus, wealthy, aristocratic wine society like conveniences. I'm willing to give up cantaloupe in order for America to be sovereign. We don't need Honduras. I surely don't like the prospect that all these South American immigrants are coming here illegally because some type of international collaborative we have to import cantaloupes or whatever scam we got running about whatever imported good. And I'm not saying that's the heart of the immigration crisis at all. I'm just saying this whole international democratic liberal order, you trade us, your autocrats and your dictators, for our democratic rule or our democratic worldview. We'll bring our military to ensure the safety of our United States dollar as the reserve currency. And in exchange, you help us build this narrative that there's this huge international collaborative of nations that are now going to point out, single out other nations and go to war with them to take their stuff and their natural resources whenever they want. This is a Ponzi scheme of biblical proportions. This is exactly why Jesus Christ went into the temples and turned the tables over. It's the same thing. It's the exact same thing. The only difference, then they were using God to run the racket. Now they're using science and Karl Marx and basic natural resources, Maslow's hierarchy of needs, to run the racket. A new God, a new psychosocial God, right? LGBTQ, black rights, the whole nine. This is all a scam. All we have to do is say no. All we have to do is elect somebody who has the balls and the spine to go in there on day one and say, this is a matter of national security. We are going to secure our borders. We are going to secure both borders, and we're going to secure our naval space and our airspace and let the rest of you figure it out. Bold statement, but it can be done. More on the other side. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Alex Jones Show. I'm your guest host, Royce White, live from Minneapolis, the belly of the beast. I want to say thank you again to the entire InfoWars team, Alex Jones, Owen, everybody there, for allowing me to host this hour and be able to continue to share my thoughts and ideas and beliefs on this platform with this incredible audience. I appreciate the audience and all your feedback. Please remember to go check the band.video channel. Subscribe, like the channel, go watch some of the videos, leave some comments. We got that up and running now to mirror all of the podcast material happening on Please Call Me Crazy. That's my podcast. It premieres Monday, Wednesday, Friday at 9 p.m. I'm on episode 56, fast approaching episode 100, fast approaching a million downloads on the audio platforms, Apple, Spotify, Google Play, Amazon. We have yet to be censored on the audio platforms, which is great sign of an optimistic sign for the times to come. And you can go see myself and Alex Jones. I interviewed Alex Jones for episode number 18, which was pulled down from YouTube, removed from YouTube without great explanation as to why. You can go see that interview still on Rumble, or you can listen to it on the audio platforms. It was a legendary one. I thought Alex Jones shared a lot of some deep insight. I'm going to get Alex Jones back on soon to the podcast, and we won't even bother with YouTube because, hey, I guess I'm going to get a strike if I have Alex Jones back on the podcast. Maybe we'll wait to get Alex Jones in studio to drop that bomb on YouTube and big tech. Because, hey, Joe Rogan can have Alex Jones in studio three times, but the black guy in Minneapolis, Minnesota, he can't. I don't know. Who knows with these people? Anyway, thankful to Alex Jones and the entire crew for allowing me to be on and host this hour. Let's get down to brass tack here. I think I laid out well how this entire debt crisis is a fugazi. Who sets the price? They set the price. They set the price. They set the terms. They set the narrative. The narrative is that the United States dollar is losing its power because China is going to take supremacy and the rest of the world is all in on this China-centric global economy. Let them have it. Let them have it. All we need is a politician, a leader with some spine and some balls who will make these matters, these economic matters, the issue of the economy, a matter of national security, which it most certainly is, and become self-sufficient. We have everything we need to do it. We can restart our supply chains in 24 months. We can restart any supply chain within 24 months in this country. Easy. In the meantime, our military can safeguard. Our military can withstand. Nobody's attacking us here. You can't attack America on America's soil. Everybody knows that. You need a nuke. You need a nuke, or maybe you need some strange UFO invasion. Don't put it past our own political elites, our own crony capitalist, political, corporate, financial elites to be involved in a scam that would actually bring military destruction, a genuine military destruction from up above, I guess, right? UFOs. As a false flag, as a justification as to why, America faces actual invasion in the future. Everything's on the table now. Everything's up on the bar. We got to be ready. As citizens, we got to be prepared. We got to be informed. We got to be ready to answer the call of citizenship and fight for freedom. But if all things stay the course, our military is just fine. Our military can guard against any threat. There's nobody invading America. There's nobody, there's nobody landing on the beaches of Miami or the beaches of Virginia or the beaches of San Jose or Los Angeles or anywhere else. The beaches of Maine, the cliffs of Maine, nobody's making landfall on American soil. They know they can't. Of course they can't. 700 million guns. And that is the key to our sovereignty. That was the brilliance that America's founding fathers put in our Constitution. And it's why this world order has gone out of its way to undermine the Second Amendment and to undo the Constitution, because they know it's the last thing that stands in their way for all-out global authoritarian governance. Go ahead, make landfall. Make landfall on American soil. You'll face a hail of gunfire every couple of blocks, every few square miles. Because as much as these liberals, as much as these Democrats, as much as these black bourgeoisie sellouts in the inner cities think that they're anti-white, they're anti-Republican, wait till the CCP shows up. See how the CCP showed up in the Congo? Wait until the CCP shows up and they show you just how racist the Chinese elites can be. When they show you black folks, then we'll see how willing you are to accept post-World War II democratic liberal order transhumanist fourth industrial revolution chains. Everybody says it in theory. Oh, this is great. Give me an apartment in a Alliance City. Give me an apartment in Alliance City and a Tesla, which I don't need to drive because I'm in Alliance City. So why do we even need electric vehicles? That tells you it's a scam right there. Give me an Alliance City apartment and give me a Cricket Burger and give me a glory hole and a dildo. And I'm great. I'm fine. This is life. Yeah, well, that's what they put on television. But your average working class black person or any working class person who may vote Democrat, when the tyranny really hits, they'll reject it. They'll reject it. You know, Americans do not do well with authority in general. I mean, it's just baked in. And I believe in that part of us is baked in. Don't get me wrong. We'll believe a scam as long as it benefits us. As long as the narrative in the scam benefits us, we'll play along. But when it starts to get overt, people reject it. They reject it on face value. And I believe in the spirit of the American people will prevail in that way. So with that being said, nobody's making landfall. They know there's too many guns. Nobody's Air Force is invading our airspace. Nobody has the submarines we have. Nobody has any of the military capacity that we have. The military is going to be fine while we get the manufacturing back online, while we sever all ties with the CCP. While we close the gaping hole in our foreign policy and national security by getting our antibiotics made by the Chinese, or needing this whole thing is a post-colonial cuck and carrying water for the crown and the European monarchy. They need Russian oil. They need to fear the Chinese coming across the Eurasian world island and invading and pressuring Europe. They need NATO. We don't. We don't need NATO. We don't need NATO to protect us. We don't need any of the other countries in NATO to protect us. And in final, if what we're going to do is protect the entire world based on purely on freedom and democracy or individual rights, then it's conspicuous that the same political elites who make that claim do everything to undermine those rights right here at home. And it's a rightful reason to be skeptical in the things they proclaim around why they're doing what they're doing. They're not going into the Ukraine to make it a shining beacon of democracy. That's the whole lie. It's been the lie since World War II. They're in the Ukraine in a geopolitical game of risk to pressure the Russians, to prevent the Chinese from coming through the Eurasian world island into Europe to uphold the military dominance that we inherited from the British Empire after World War II. That's what we're doing in the Ukraine. We're upholding the Mackinder world island theory. It's exactly what we're doing in the Ukraine, and everybody with half a brain knows it. And if you get the right person on the right day from within the machine, they're not even shy to say it. They just hope that you spend more time on Pornhub than you do on, the Federal Register. That's the reality. The establishment hopes that you spend more time on Pornhub than you do on the Federal Register. Well, me, I spend more time on the Federal Register. That's just me, you know. I hope you'll do the same. I hope you'll continue to look for the truth, to see the truth. And to understand, when you go into those polls in 2024, it's not the be-all, end-all, but it's a great start. And that we need to elect somebody and hold somebody accountable to make drastic changes on day one. But in order for them to do that, in order for them to make those drastic changes, they have to feel like you're ready for them. They have to believe that we're ready for them, that we'll support those drastic changes, that we'll support what many will call as radical. There's nothing more radical than losing your freedom and your citizenship to a global government. A government that doesn't know your name, that doesn't know your child's name, that doesn't know anything but tyranny and ambition for more power and control. That's it for me, Royce White, here in the belly of the beast. The fight continues. Godspeed.